I'm used to the crazy people.
Oh. Don't ever underestimate the psycho factor in my head.
Are you mental?
No! It's our show!
You sound like a stark, raving mad person.
No! No!
Don't ever underestimate the psycho factor in my head.
No!
Opie and Anthony.
How can you tell who's sane and who's insane?
1027 WNEW.
Hey, ass, turn down your radio.
1027 WNEW.
All right, it's FM Talk at 1027. It's Opie and Anthony and Stephen Lynch in the studio. This music's too loud. Sorry about that.
Yeah. I've heard from people, too, like the music that's playing when we come out of a break.
Yeah.
It'll be loud in our phones.
Right.
So we sound like we're yelling over the music, but it's all equalized going out of the radio.
The air, so you
so
can...
sometimes it sounds like, hey, how you doing? It's Opie and Anthony.
We're back. Oh, my ears are bleeding. For the love of God.
All right.
Rick was telling a cute little story while we were in a commercial break.
Yeah.
How long have you been married, Rick?
I believe you're up to 10 days.
T plus 10 days.
No.
10 days back from your honeymoon, a day and a half.
In an hour, it'll be 12 days total.
All right.
Okay.
So 12 days to a dozen days.
Dozen days.
Now, Rick, you did quite well with the wedding checks, I believe.
We did okay, but it wasn't about money.
No. Yeah, but, I mean, let's face it. When you get married, you get very excited to open up those envelopes.
You do get a little giddy, don't you, there, Rick?
Just a little bit.
That sack is in front of you, and you're just kind of opening up envelopes going, ooh, look at this one.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even like these people.
So you're sitting there and thinking of all the fine things you could buy with the money,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
right? You're sitting there going, wow, look at all this money. I could buy that.
Especially, you know, all the work I did the past year, the
extra hours
I put in. And
So, Rick, how long did it take before you realized you'd have no say in how the money was spent?
Well, it hit me
12 days.
Yeah, it hit me on the 11th day.
11th day, which was yesterday.
Yep.
About
8 p.m.
Some of the money was spent yesterday?
Yeah.
How much money was spent yesterday?
I came home and I found...
Wait, no, just how much money did she spend yesterday?
She spent,
That's all I want to know right now. $600, did you say?
$600.
Okay. $600, okay, wow. Now I'm thinking.
She got some good stuff.
That's a major purchase, probably, I'm guessing, either major appliance, something like that, to make the little woman's life a little easier around the homestead, right?
All right, kids, hold on to your steering wheel really tight. So what did she spend the money on, Rick?
Well, we had registered for some things that we never got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
just get to it. Go.
She bought pots.
Lord! Are you kidding me?
No. She bought pots.
Now, 600, $100 worth of pots.
Pots.
And I'm thinking get a hell of a lot of pots.
That's what I
said, S-load, for $600.
You sure she said she spent it on pots and not pot?
Yeah, there were no, like, you know, bags around the house.
All right.
Rick's on the marijuana.
All right, $600 on pots.
Yes.
So now I'm thinking probably a pot for any occasion. Hundreds of pots could be bought for $600.
I am dead.
How many pots were purchased for $600?
Seven pots.
Does George Foreman come to your house, too, and cook for that price?
Actually, we got that.
The George Foreman lean, mean, fat-burning grilling machine.
And we got it from you and Jen.
George, oh, yeah, yeah, sure.
All right, hold on. Pete, what's up?
No way.
Yeah, I'm serious.
All right, hold on. I gave you a check, you bastard. I gave you cash.
Did you?
I know I did. You didn't get out of here. The day I give you a goddamn grilling machine, put it over my friggin' head.
We got the George Foreman fat busting grill from you.
No. Look. Asswipe. Look.
I really
there is think. No way in hell you got the George Foreman grilling fat burning machine from us.
You did.
Dude, look, I'm pissed now. I wrote a friggin' check for you, man. Cash.
I understand that.
I got out of the car with no wrapped gift or anything.
Right.
It was an envelope with a check in it. You seem to have crossed up some of your labeling on gifts that were given out. Unless Opie was playing a joke on me, got the grilling machine and slapped our name on it. Dude, you mean you went 12 days thinking I gave you a goddamn George Foreman grilling machine? Linda, if you're listening, Rick's wife, if you're listening, there's no way we got you a George Foreman grilling machine. You're joking with
no,
me,
no,
right?
I'm not joking, dude.
Rick, I swear to you. I swear
actually,
to Christ.
And the funniest part about it, dude, we were psyched. You're like, cool.
I don't care how psyched you are. We did not get you a grilling machine. A friggin' infomercial product I get our producer for his wedding? Dude, I cut you a pretty good check. Find it.
Yeah, you could buy another half a pot with that money.
You could get at least another two or three pots. Yeah. I am gonna friggin' faint. Are you kidding me? You've been thinking that we got you that... Probably mocking. Oh my God, they got us a friggin' infomercial thing. Where's the Thigh Master from Opie and Sandy?
Actually, we were expecting the Slam Man.
Rick, I swear to you,
there was no
George Foreman grilling machine.
Are you sure it wasn't you?
Positive.
I could have sworn it was you, man.
Positive. Holy mother of pearl.
Hey,
I am livid.
Cheryl, what's going on?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm thinking that maybe Jen gave that as a bridal shower gift.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That could have been it.
All right, well, a bridal shower gift, that's fine.
But it still came
not
from
a
you.
Wedding gift.
Had your name on it, though.
Did not.
Yeah, did.
A bridal shower gift? With the lingerie. And
nothing better for George, and George, and Rick and Linda.
And Shoney cares about our producer, Rick.
Come on.
Hey, Pete, what's going on?
Hey, where's Rick? Is he there?
I'm right here.
What are you, half a fag or something like that?
Everyone's a fag.
At least I'm half a fag. What? What do I do now?
When you take a piss, pal, what are you doing giving your wife any money at all? Bucks on pots and pans? You're crazy. Get your penis at the door, pal. You don't need it anymore.
Eric, I think he's more pissed than I am.
Eric, what's going on?
Hey, listen, man. Fess up to the grilling machine, man. It's okay. Get him something else. Apologize.
That wasn't his wedding gift.
I was going to say that's a great gift in the black community at a wedding, right?
Absolutely, man. I got married.
I could cook up my crack in that.
I got like 50 sets of towels, man. So, like, I've been married now 12 years. I've still got towels I haven't even freaking used yet.
All right, Eric, very good. All right, watch the difference between guys and girls. Let me put a lady on the phone here. Michelle, what's going on?
Oh, I knew you were coming for me when I heard that.
Yeah. What's up, Michelle?
That's reasonable if it's a good set of pans.
$600 is a reasonable price for a seven pots?
Think about it. If you're going to buy a set now for $150 or whatever, and then 3 years from now buy another set, 3 years from now buy another set.
The logic of the lady.
Yeah, this was the logic I got last night.
Of course.
This will last us 10 to 15 years.
12 years.
What kind of pots are they?
I don't know. They're pots.
My mother has pots in her house that I swear I remember her cooking me soupy when I was sick, when I was a kid. Same pots. And they probably cost like $10.
Pots.
$600 on seven pots.
Phil, what's up?
You know, this might not be a bad thing for Rick.
Oh.
The key question is, Rick, if you came home with, say, a $600 stereo receiver,
mm-hmm.
Would you get the beat out? Will you get the hell beat out of you, or would that be cool? Because if it works both ways, you can work this to your advantage.
No, I'm not going to be spending $600. I won't get clearance on that.
Right.
Clearance.
Clearance.
You know, hose, man. It's all over for the client. You got no chance. If she can go and drop six, and you don't have a peep to say about it, and if you did the same thing, your hose, it's you know.
All right.
Just turn over everything.
Thank you, Phil.
Well, see. Here's what led to the $600 pot story.
Here we go. Right?
Okay. We're flying back from Aruba, and she said, you know, one of the things I wanted us to get that we didn't get for the wedding were these sets of pots that I registered.
Planting the seed on the way home.
So, look at that.
So here, planting a little seed.
Yeah, after a week's long of sex, I figure, you know. She goes, they're like $300, $350
sure.
The one she registered for. Well, that was 10 months ago. That set is not available anymore at Williams-Sonoma.
So it's their fault, Rick?
So now it's the $600 set of pots
Are you defending her by saying the store screwed up? This is how I got suckered in.
So then when I got home and she goes, I got you this, and I got you this, and I got you Tostitos, and I got you little weenies, and I got you this. Like, she bought me all these, like,
little
foods.
I got $600 worth of pots.
Exactly.
Trying to run it past you.
Exactly, and it was just like, and it's like she's softening the blow. Like, and I got the pots. I'm like, oh, cool. How much was the final total?
Oh, $600.
Well, they didn't have the ones I registered for.
Yeah.
And you said I could go and get them. So, well, $600.
You think, you know what you do? You come home someday and go, look, they didn't have the Sony Walkman I wanted, so I had to get the big screen digital television set. Yeah, I had to get the big screen TV.
Jay, what do you have to add?
Is Rick by chance short for Richard?
No, it's not.
Ah, I was saying there's another name, a nickname for Richard that sounds like Rick, and I think you're going to have to start calling yourself that for a while. If we tried to tell you, don't get married. We spent weeks trying to tell you, don't get married. Oh, my God. I was going to say what Anthony said. Why don't you walk out and just try to buy a TV, like a 32-inch stereo TV. Yeah. See what happens.
Yeah. I already got one of those, and she was there for it.
Buy one for your room, though, just for you, like, to watch football games on the weekend.
That goes in your room, and then you get the big screen TV. I'm talking the, like, 56
We games. Don't have the room, dude.
Who cares? Buy it. It's not a matter of even watching it. You never have to turn it on. You just have to purchase it. That's
in the
it.
Hallway.
That's it. A doorstop.
Hey, Mark, what's going on?
I'll tell you, I'm listening to you guys, and I'll tell you, Rick's actually lucky because at least he's got something sizable to show for $600. My brother's witch of a wife just spent $600 on six steak knives.
Oh. Six steak knives. $100 a knife.
One set of Henkel steak knives for $600.
I could appreciate a purchase like that.
I don't know what's funnier.
By the way, Rick, did you get the George Foreman grill that I sent?
Yeah, I know. I don't know what's funnier, Rick's wife spending $600 on pots or Anthony finding out that he gave the George Foreman grill as a wedding gift.
I did not.
You did.
It wasn't a wedding gift.
Your name was on it.
I don't know whether... it was given to you as a bridal shower gift, like or given to Linda as a bridal shower gift. That was not your wedding present from us. It was not the George Foreman fat burning grilling machine thing that he sells.
Hey, George, what's up?
I want to ask Anthony, when you ordered the George Foreman grill machine, are you making four easy payments on that, or did you pay it all at once? What's the matter with you?
Nah, four easy payments. Did you throw in a Mark McGuire rookie card?
Be dialing, people. George Foreman grill. Look at the fat it burns off. And you get a Sosa rookie card and a Beanie Baby.
Tom, what's up?
Hey, you guys got to play back all those days where we told Rick not to get married. He was sounding so pompous and all full of himself. Now he sounds like a beaten dog.
Oh, I'm not that beaten. I still got my car.
Your little yellow sports car? Yeah,
hopefully that'll be home when I get home.
Rick still has his little yellow sports car. How long? We'll take a little poll here. How long before it's traded in for an Astro van? How long before the Dodge Caravan's in the driveway and your little yellow sports car, the impractical two-seater, is gonzo?
God, I hope it's home when I get home.
Andrea.
Yes.
Hi, what's up?
Rick, how many pots did you say you're getting?
Get seven pots.
Are you sure? Is it a set of seven?
I guess so, yeah.
Why?
Because if it's a set of seven, you know what you're paying for. You're paying for three pots, maybe a pan, and three lids.
Oh, they count the lids as part of the set?
Absolutely.
No, we definitely got seven pots out of the deal.
Are you sure about that?
Oh, well, then you didn't get ripped off.
No.
And for an extra hundred, we'll throw in really candles.
I'm doubting this.
Yeah, it's a 20-piece set. Well, we include the screws that hold the handles on, the washers, everything.
Pots not included.
Rick, I want to know. I got to come over someday and have maybe some Campbell's tomato soup cooked in an almost $100 pot.
That has got to be
good. It's got to taste better than, like, just a regular old pot.
And then we can grill you up a nice grilled cheese sandwich in your George Foreman Fat Boston Grill, man. It'll be a nice soup and sandwich for you.
Oh, good. If we have to run out for any groceries, you could take me in your Dodge Caravan. We'll pass your sports car at the lot where it was traded in for your Astro van.
You know, I feel so free. I think I'm gonna go out tonight and spend $600 in hookers and drugs. Just because I can.
Cutting down tonight?
Opie and Anthony. We found a girl that could shoot stuff from a private area.
More stupidity on the way. 1027 WNEW.
So, Bethany and Sam Farrar sitting in on the program today.
Sure.
Anthony, on the line, we got this Rick guy with the strange and wild story, all right?
Yeah, let's feel this.
Hey, Rick.
Yep.
It's Opie and Anthony and Adam Farrar. How are you today?
You guys doing?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, Rick.
We obviously got you live on the radio here in New York City.
Yes, I am.
And I hear you got a very unusual story to tell.
Yeah, it's a little different.
All right.
Definitely a little different.
Well, I guess it goes back to 1979. You met this girl, right?
Yeah, I met this girl. Actually, she met me.
Uh-huh.
She had seen me, you know, around town and liked me because I was a large guy anyway. I was 6'4", 240.
6'4", 240 back in 1979. Right. Big guy.
Just out of high school, 4 years of football, all that good stuff.
All right, and 20 years later, how much do you weigh?
Right now, I'm 5'37". I topped out in 1989 at about 850.
Sell! Sell! Sell!
Yeah, get rid of it all.
And obviously, this girl had something to do with your drastic weight gain.
Yeah, she did, very much so. She had a fetish of what I'm finding out seems to be what is called these feeder people or whatever. And she sexually got stimulated whenever she would watch me eat food.
Wow.
Yeah, it was to the point of where I could sit down, eat a piece of cake after dinner or something like that, and she would just be all excited, and I would just have to finish the job.
Was she a big girl?
She was a whopping 98 pounds.
Oh, wow.
God.
So she's a rail.
Soaking wet.
Wow.
You guys made the number 10 when you stood next to each other, huh?
Just about. Well, yeah, later on.
All right. So did you know she had this fetish when you met her?
No, I had no idea.
No clue. So what was your first clue?
Yeah, how long did it take?
Right.
Well, my first clue of it really getting to the point of, oh, my God, what the hell am I going to do with this, was I had gotten in a little trouble with some marijuana before I had met her.
Sure. Weed.
That's how it starts. That's what makes you hungry.
Grass. Well,
yes, weed.
Was part of it. But, hey, it was California in the 70s.
Mary Jane. Before you know it, you're doing Benny's, Dexy's.
Yeah.
I bet you think you're pretty cool and far out, don't you?
The next step is Entenmann's cake, then you're moving the bed into the kitchen.
And then we just started sleeping in a grocery store.
All right, so tell us the first clue. Go ahead. You said you got in trouble for drugs, right?
I got sentenced to a couple of months in jail, L.A. County Jail.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out that she had gone to the judge, I believe the one that sentenced me,
mm-hmm.
and told him that her mental state, welfare, and all that good stuff was dependent upon the fact that I stayed large. I was up to about 350, maybe 400 at this time.
Right.
And she was afraid of going in there eating that sort of food. I was going to lose a lot of weight.
Mm-hmm.
This judge gave a court order to her that ordered me to receive double portions of food inside the bill.
Come on.
Yeah, that's the Oprah bill.
I swear, it's documented court documents to prove it all.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
So you're in jail for a while.
Yes.
And you're still packing on pounds.
No, because I just refuse to do it. I'm not stupid. It's, you know, the food was crap, so mm-hmm. you're not going to eat double portions of crap.
So now how was she getting...
Were there any other inmates that like to watch you eat?
Bubba.
Yeah, his name was No.
So how'd she get on? How'd she get turned on if you're in jail?
Oh, she didn't. Actually, there was a couple of incidences where she would come to the... visiting room.
Yeah,
she had arranged for a private visit, which was still through the glass.
Right.
And I would sit there, and I had eaten, I had saved a couple candy bars that I had bought at the store. And I sat there and ate them on one side of the glass,
right.
And she was in a overcoat, doing her thing.
God,
yeah. Let me ask you something. Were the guards like that scene in Goodfellas?
Come right this way. Come right in. Don't worry, sign right in here. Come this way, Mrs. Hill. It's the girl with the coat. Come on, come this way. Wow. You must
this
have been
only
the king
did happen
after
one
that.
Time.
Oh.
That only happened once in jail?
Yeah, that did only happen one time.
All right, so after you got out of jail, what happened when you guys were living together and stuff?
Well, you know, it seemed like she got more of a fever pitch for this whole thing. It was like she doubled her efforts to make me large. And I was caught in the trap of where I was doing what I wanted, eating good food and having great sex.
Well, how turned on would she get as she watched you eat?
All I could tell you is you just had to watch it. I mean, you just had to see it. It was to where moisture, you know, I mean, yeah. I don't know what other way to put it.
That's so she was like, yeah, really turned on.
Oh, wow. Yes.
And what was she like, a dynamo? Like really?
She was, yeah, she was a little 98-pound person. You spin her like a helicopter. You know, spin her like a top.
Would she scream out foods in the middle of her orgasm?
Really? You know, it never got to the 9.5 weeks kind of thing.
Right.
I kind of wish it did once in a while. But no, it did never go that way. It was never that kind of food thing.
Did you play, like, airplanes coming in for a landing? Did you do, like, stuff like that?
No, because I would have been the spruce goose and I'd have probably crashed.
A Howard Hughes reference.
Whoa, bravo.
How good are you? Take a couple of donuts out of petty cash.
Okay. No, I'm over those.
So when did you decide that you had enough?
Well, it was 1989. I had maxed out at about 850. Sex Ooh. Had stopped about 300 pounds ago.
Oh, really? She just...
Oh, yeah.
Gave up on you?
That's just, well, no, it just goes away. You're not able to.
Well, yeah, wow. She couldn't find it.
Yeah, it doesn't function anymore.
Really?
It functions in one capacity, and that's to urinate. That's it.
Oh, you couldn't sport no chubs?
Well, you can, but not to where it was any use. You know, it was just, it was too well covered up.
I'm dead sexy.
Did you lay there?
Look at my sexy body.
No, you wouldn't be saying that looking in my mirror. No.
Wow.
So the sex ended and you decided to get rid of this one, huh?
Well, she was cheating on me with a neighbor upstairs, a normal-sized guy. So at that point...
Well, that's how it started out.
Yeah.
That was it. Goodbye. Yeah, well, that's how it starts. Sure.
It's like a Stephen King character or something. It just goes around, yeah. Making guys big, fat pigs and then ditching them.
Wow. Well, you know what, dudes? I'll tell you something. She did this to a guy after me. There was another guy. I ran across her like 3-4 years later. I had gotten down to about 600 pounds. I was getting around. Mm-hmm. And I came across her again, and there she was. She had met a guy. He was about 200 when he met her at that time, and he was probably at about 6.
Oh, man.
Is that something?
Is it this chick had a fetish, and she didn't mind going for what she wanted.
Is it also true that she got abusive when you decided you didn't want to eat as much?
Oh, yeah. You know, if there was any time that I didn't completely finish the... you know, half a pack of hot dogs that she'd make with buns and you know, a big bag of Lay's chips and a half a gallon ice cream. One time in particular, I left 2 hot dog buns, the very ends, okay, sitting on the plate. She came home from whatever she was out doing, probably shopping for more, and she saw these 2 hot dog buns on the end of the plate. She goes, "What's that?" And I go, "Well, I was done. You know, I had, you know, half, 3 pounds of other food. I don't need those." Mm. And she just walked past me, behind me a little bit, grabbed this cane out of the closet or whatever, and next thing I knew, I was getting whacked over the back of the head with it.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah.
What a kook.
At that point, I was about 800 pounds, and for people listening, you don't, you know, I mean, sure, I could have grabbed her, broke her like a twig, then I'm in prison for life.
Right,
what good does that do me? Okay, at 8:50, you don't just get out and hail a taxi.
Right.
Okay.
Wow.
That's what I was.
This is a Stephen King novel.
Ain't it? Ain't it? Look at that.
Yeah, hey, if you have his number, have him get a hold of me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that before. That's
and
something.
Where is she now? She's.
She is. She lives in California out here somewhere. I have no idea.
She's out there with a short skirt and a bundt cake.
How did this end up ending?
My story hasn't ended yet. We just split up. It was to the point where, hey, look, we're just done.
Right.
She was in agreement, and we just split up.
Wow.
I got on my own. I started eating naturally. I wasn't naturally a 12 hot dog for lunch guy.
Right.
Okay. I just started eating normally, you know, and I dropped down to what I am now. I've actually been lower, less than what I am now, but I'm not because of the yo-yo diet thing. I'm at a point.
Did people you knew just say, hey, dude, what's happening to you? You're blown
up.
Oh,
sure. Oh, my God. I had friends, my parents, my mother, but the whole thing was so controlled by her that, understand this, anytime she left the house, all the phones were gone. I had no way of communicating.
Oh, God. Wow.
Oh, yeah. It's the flip side of abuse. You know, instead of the man abusing the woman, it was the woman abusing a man in a very bizarre way.
I understand. Wow, man.
There's a couple notes that our producer wrote down. There's a car story.
A car story.
Air conditioning went nuts.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She made you eat a Buick?
Yeah, she was so... No, I never did that. She would get so upset. I was just telling your producer about one time where wherever we went anywhere, like one, I remember one hot summer day I had to go to the doctor's office. I was in the car, and it was sweat. Anytime that I sweated, it was... You know, she would make every effort to keep me as cool as possible.
Yeah, you'd lose weight if you sweat.
Exactly. You sweat. That was her whole theory. You lose weight. Oh, I always had, you know, whatever to drink, the air conditioner on full. Anytime she would get out, go in the store, there, you know, the engine, she'd leave it running so the air conditioner would be on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one time the engine was overheating, and I had to turn it off.
Yeah.
And she was still in there about another 15 minutes. I rolled down the windows, and I'm sweating. She comes out just freaking. I mean, dude, she's all over the place. Run around the car. What are you doing? She actually picked up a magazine and started fanning me. What are you doing? What are you, nuts?
This is like misery.
If it starts, we can go home. If it don't start, I'm going to sweat another 10 pounds off.
Why do you drink your sweat?
Why do you put up with this?
Drink your sweat.
Rick, why do you put up with this?
Well, you know, it was...
I did it all for the nookie. The nookie. So you could take that donut and stick it up your ass.
Yeah, well, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad. Come on.
Wow.
It was a matter of where I was
brought
up. Oh,
yeah, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, so. I mean, the poor guy was... He was a turtle on his back. What's he going to do? He's 800 pounds.
Yeah.
He's beating him with a cane.
Yeah.
Anything else you could add to this, Rick?
I'm on my way to the road to recovery. Right now, I'm down to 537.
Right.
And I'm getting ready to have the Phobie pouch surgery,
right,
which is the same one that Roseanne Barr had done.
Sure.
And it's just a fantastic thing. I never wanted to mutilate my body to take care of my problem, but I've gotten to the point where I'm 41 years old, and that's it. I got to do something.
You're in any relationship now or anything?
No relationships out there. You know, in California, this is where all the pretty people live, and if you don't fit into that category, you know, forget about it.
Sal, what's up?
It sounds like maybe his wife grew up in the Midwest, and her father raised veal.
What's the name of this fetish she had, Rick?
Well, I believe it was, I mean, I've gotten, I never knew there was one, but I've had the people contact me saying it's feeders.
Feeders. That's the name of the book. Stephen King's latest novel, Feeders.
Based on the novel Eat, Beat, and Bang.
Oh, man.
Very nice.
Was she really hot?
She
looked just... a lot like Marlo Thomas of That Girl.
Oh, really?
She was... When I met her, that's what she looked like, very much so.
Wow.
Big brown eyes. She was a model.
Well, cool story.
Well, she wasn't ugly.
That's the best story of the day, I'll tell you right now, Ray.
Oh, you know, unfortunately it happened to me, but hey.
Can we send you some food or anything?
No, thanks.
All right.
No, thanks. I don't think you need that.
I just do have a website that people can go check out and see, read more details, see pictures of me, stuff like that.
Any pictures of her on there?
No, no pictures of her.
Oh, you ought to pop one up.
Yeah. I don't want to get in trouble.
You won't get in trouble.
What's she going to do? Get you fat and beat you? She already did that.
Email us a picture of her.
No, Double Jeopardy.
Yeah, send us a picture. Yeah, I want to see what this...
picture? Oh, yeah, that'll be great.
Well, we want to check it out. Like.
Yeah,
it'll be posted all over New York in about 2 hours.
Oh, no, we don't even have access to a website.
Yeah, we don't have websites or anything.
Actually, my story will be out in the National Enquirer probably in within about 2 weeks.
Okay. Really?
Will have a picture of her because back in 88... she entered us in a contest where it was the Enquirer has these weird contests. It was the
Mary 4-H?
No, but the largest weight differential.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we blew them away, won a measly $500 or something, and they came out, took a bunch of pictures.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so they have pictures.
Of him and her, me and her before.
Well, then I guess we'll see her picture there.
Yeah, you will see her, definitely.
All right, Rick, give out your website address here.
It's www.intotheweb.com.
Intotheweb.com.
Yeah, it's just all kinds of stuff, message boards. You know, you guys can just go check it out and see pictures of what I look like at 850.
All right, it better not be a paid site because we get pissed off of that.
Dude, it's all free.
All right, very cool.
I don't believe in that.
If it was a paid site, we'd come over there and beat you with a cane or something. Shove a ham sandwich up your ass and beat you up.
Are you the comedian on the show?
No. There's
trust
no comedians.
No, they're
very serious. All right, Rick, thank you.
Good luck,
you guys,
man.
Have a good one, man.
All right, bye.
Take care.
There he goes, Rick, and his unusual fetish.
Wow.
Opie,
you're a sick ass man.
Anthony,
you're not a jackass, you're obviously a stud.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
It makes me sick.
1027 WNEW.
It's the Opie and Anthony Show. More with Adam Ferrara in just a bit here. And whatever you have for the show, give us a call. 212-757-1027. Black Crowes, hard to handle. WNEW.
Baby, you're right. Let me light your candle, call the mama. I'm so hard to handle now, just around. I don't speak loud in the words, and I'm a man, a great appearance. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I'm gonna prove every word I say. I'm not the positive love for peace, and you can say so. Sing, let me light your candle, calls the mama. I'm so hard to handle now, just around. I'm alive, you cannot call the mama. I'm so hard to handle now, just around. I'm alive, you cannot call the mama. I'm so hard to handle now, just around.
Sicker than faces of death.
1827 WNEW.
I want you to remember a love so full like a always. You to surrender my. And I want you to
Mercury Mania.
Prostate exam for everyone.
1027 WNEW.
Ah, yes. And in the studio this afternoon, Adam Ferrara, everyone.
Hello.
Yeah, Adam's here, man.
Hi, boy.
Out of nowhere, he decided to stop by and say hi to his pals.
Yes.
I bet Hillary doesn't get bumped from Letterman.
Okay.
Adam came in.
I bet you my girlfriend doesn't get oral favors from a page.
Yeah, huh? Yeah. So, yeah, Adam was supposed to do Letterman last time he was on the show. What, last week?
Yeah. You know what I like? Every time I come in here, it's hi, we're going to break your balls for a little bit. First, it's you dated my sister. Then it's the Olive Garden commercial. Then I think you nailed me on the Love Boat episode I did.
I missed that damn thing. You better have a tape of that.
I want to play all the tapes of that. Are you kidding me?
Because I got to see that. You were on Adam was on an episode of the New Love
Boat. Love Boat. Oh, don't start. You want me, you want me to sing some of the early songs you wrote?
Thank you, no.
Okay.
Boy, we got a lot of crap on
here. Oh, Tara.
I didn't write that. That was Joe Buck's song.
Oh, Joe Buck wrote that?
Yeah, my brother wrote that one.
All right.
That one sucked.
Wait, how does it? Wait. There's too much going on here.
Why? Yeah.
What was the song?
For two people. Me and Anthony.
Yeah, right? Not really. He sung a song called Dara?
But Joe wrote it.
Now, there's a lot. The early collections of As Is, spelled A-Z-I-Z, which is the name of like 90% of the cab drivers.
All right. Yeah.
That was the name of one of your bands?
As Is.
You think I named it?
Okay.
Look, I showed up drunk to sing. That was the extent of it.
Now you're Jim Morrison.
I didn't move equipment. I didn't write the song.
Now you're Jim Morrison. But before, when you were going,
my voice, he's walking around with an ascot and an Atmos.
Oh, yeah, right. Don't come back. I must keep everybody away. Why? Because we're doing, what was that song? What you used to do that boss gas Lido, and I can't hit the Lido.
The Lido shuffle.
The Lido shuffle.
Get out of here.
Miss the boat. It's breaking up. I need more mist in my throat. Can we transpose this to my key?
I've seen it work, it man. After a gig, it's hilarious.
Jesus.
The rest of his band is like shuffling the equipment back to the van, and there's Ann drinking his Budweiser at the bar, going, "Hey man,
tell me more about my eyes."
Come on.
What do you expect?
That was a while ago.
That was fun, though. I like them, because sure. I used to run the lights, and Anthony, like, would build, you know, he's a mad scientist, for God's sake. Yeah. You know, you leave something at his house, he MacGyvers it into a helicopter. It was toothpicks and a rubber band. Not anymore. It's a spruce goose, too. So, he used to hook up the light board. With like you had like these big rubber Luco gloves,
yeah.
The 220 off the pole.
Yeah, you had to actually open up the circuit breaker box in the club and clamp on these big looked like jumper cables.
They were jumper cables.
Oh. Onto the 220 bolts. Onto the 2110 legs coming out of the box.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, and they're live. You can't shut it off because the club is running.
Yeah.
So you'd have to sit there with big rubber gloves on
and it was like Ghostbusters, don't cross the streams. Because if those things touched, he could electrocute himself.
Oh, wow.
So he would take the 220 lines and he would channel it through all this stuff into an old Atari board. Remember Atari board with the four switches? And that's what, we had four channels of lights. And that's how we would move the
lights. That was when the original light board broke, my friend. And I had to rig it.
Oh, the one you built. That shop
the one I stole.
Oh, the one you stole.
Yeah. Some stupid lighting company in Jersey rented us lights. We never brought them back.
You know what I like? The terrorist tried to get the deposit back on the van. He doesn't bring back a light bill.
Remember that? Wow. Too funny. Well, that was many, many years ago.
Many,
Adam.
Many years ago.
And, of course, we do dredge up these things and things that you did in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know why. It's not interesting at all.
It's amusing to us.
But we were saying you got bumped from Letterman. That's
yes,
where
I
it
did.
Started.
And it was
last week.
And
there's a lot of people on the phone that feel bad for you.
Thank you.
Kathleen?
Yeah, I wanted to know, how many times have you been bumped from Letterman? What's the process like, and does it really piss you off?
This is my first time being bumped. It hurts, and I'm getting over the pain. Thank you, Kathy.
Adam walked through our studio door today. I said, hey, if you were on Letterman last week, I don't think we would have saw your face for a while.
Yeah, I know.
He'd have been elsewhere. I told you, I was coming back here today to plug my governor's date.
He'd have been
why?
Elsewhere.
I'm a whore, that's why.
I'm going to see you tomorrow night.
Cool.
Definitely.
Come down.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night at
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
And
so
Sunday.
Come down after services.
Ooh, they set up the Ferrara cot in the back,
I guess.
Keeping you there the whole weekend.
Sure. You better Gordville.
You better call ahead.
I'm following the seal.
Adam does very well.
look at you. You sound like my mother's friend. He's in the show business doing very well.
He's doing very well.
I understand he has Gentle through the union.
How's Mom and Big Joe?
Mom and my father. Yeah. I told you they came into Letterman. And they said it was a big night. She wore the fur.
Yeah. I feel so bad. His parents go to Letterman. They're sitting right there up front to see their son on national TV, David Letterman.
Yeah, Pop took a nap in the afternoon, so it'd be all right.
So he could stay away.
Sure.
And what happens? He gets bumped. And, you know, your parents had to get up and leave without seeing you hit the big stage there.
No, my father's like, hey, it happens. That's life. You want Chinese?
That was it, huh?
You got some steamed dumplings and you move on.
Adam, I remember a time I went to see a governor's, and I'm thinking Anthony's friend, big Hollywood star. You were doing the sitcoms and the guest appearances and stuff.
Yeah.
I brought Sandy, right? We're walking across the parking lot. There you are before your big night at governor's, changing a tire.
Changing his flat tire.
Oh, yeah. And you know what's funny? My travel plans now is my father's plumbing truck. Because Mom's got to take the caddy to Marjan.
I'm not actually changing a tire. I'm getting into my next role on Caroline in the City, where I have to change a tire.
Yeah, I'm researching it.
We all consider ourselves to be in show business, and we look up to you, Adam. And I'm like,
you really should raise your goal.
Right. I'm like, look at Adam changing a tire. Yeah. I'm like, where's his people?
I'm like, people.
You're the only, like, pal I have that's in showbiz.
Yeah.
Like that.
What are you, in real estate? What the hell do you think you're doing?
Well, I'm not my own pal.
What?
I'm not my own pal.
I've heard you talk to yourself many times. Usually after a gig, who does Joe Buck think he is? I'm the leader of this band.
Yeah.
As is, behind the music.
That happens.
As is. A-Z-I-Z.
A-Z-I-Z.
Did it have the fancy logo and stuff on the drum kit?
Yeah.
That was so long ago. It was ridiculously long ago.
But you got to share a little bit.
To the point where... No, it was...
That wasn't even the first... What was the first name of the band?
I couldn't even remember.
Did you guys have the hair going?
Like the
stuff?
Silver platters? Dude, it was ridiculous. It was, 80s, so you wanted to try to...
Flying down the highway in a makeshift model.
Yeah, we were doing Brady Bunch cover tunes is what we were doing, Adam. You're absolutely right. It's a sunshine day
when it's time to change.
Yeah, that's exactly what we were doing. Although we did do some Spinal Tap covers.
I remember that.
That's classic. Chris, what's up?
What's going on? How you doing?
How you doing?
Hey, I'm Adam, man.
Yes.
I feel really bad for you because you got bumped by that space tooth moron.
Thank you, Chris.
Space tooth moron.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, Chris.
Hi, man. You are the best, yo, Adam.
Thank you.
Anthony, peace. Hey, Whoopi, peace.
All right. You think, tonight you think Dave's going to have... the 45 minutes of crap, stupid bits where he takes a camera to the film store next door from the studio while Hillary waits in the green room wondering if she's going to be on?
I don't think so.
Who's more entertaining, Hillary or Adam Ferrara?
Adam Ferrara.
Adam Ferrara.
Absolutely.
Never saw Hillary say Hospitaliano.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
There it is.
There it is. There had to be a bite away in there somewhere, Alice. All right. What's bite away?
Aha! Anna.
Yeah, hi.
How are you?
Good. How you boys doing?
Good. Hey.
One time I seen Adam at a governor's.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's pretty hot.
Yes, he is, isn't he?
I want to grab onto his buns.
Adam, she wants to grab your buns.
I'm not sure what I'm supposed to say, so, you know.
I'm not sure what I'm supposed to say.
Hey, whose sister are you?
Hey, I got seven of them. Which one do you want?
Adam has something for all the sisters on this radio show.
Wow.
Now, so you met him, backstage?
Well, he was, like, kind of back then. I was walking past him, and I walked up to him, and, I asked him, what's pink and smells like pussycats? And he's like, what? And I stuck my tongue out at him. And then I told him,
Anna!
I
remember you.
You remember that?
Interesting.
You can't remember that. That was so
Anna, that doesn't happen every day.
And then I was telling you about, I can say Tuesday night at Hummer Club. I do that and let my friends watch as I'm doing it too, my old man.
Boy, it sure sounded like you could have gotten lucky here.
Yeah. That's when you fell on your butt. You're like, oh, my God.
So if Adam would have been up to it, would you have given him a Hummer that night?
It wasn't for his Thursday.
Sure.
My old man was home, sure.
It was the wrong day of the week.
Oh, Oh, oh my God.
It doesn't matter. It could be any day of the week. I'm always up for that.
You should see Adam when he gets done with a show. He comes out to the bar in the front by Governor's and stuff.
All right, I got
to
go.
And the, chicks are just like digging him and stuff.
Right.
Well, I know he's got to be nice. Isn't he married?
What's nice?
He's
got a girlfriend.
No, he's got a girlfriend, though.
Oh,
very,
better.
He's in a very serious relationship.
How is she?
She's very nice.
Yeah?
Very good looking.
Yes, you're telling a nice one.
Can I meet her?
Can I meet her?
Oh, meet.
Yeah, can I meet her?
I thought you said something else.
I'll take both of yous on, honey.
Whoa.
Wow. Anna. So you're going to go to Governor's?
I don't know. When's the next time you're going?
He's there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Oh, yeah? Why don't you come to my house instead, baby?
Wow.
Do you remember what she looked like and all?
No.
No, huh?
I just
what do you look like there, Anna?
Let's see. Well, I'm a dancer.
Really?
Yeah.
Where? Like,
why?
Flash dancers?
Stonehenge.
Stonehenge. Out on Long Island?
Yeah, with
Babylon. That place rocks.
I love that place. I have the best time.
So you're a dancer there, huh?
Finding Rumpelman.
Oh, boy.
No, wait, do you dance during the week or you dance on the weekends?
During the day. I don't like going at night.
Uh-oh, day dancing.
You're a matinee.
That's day dancing scary. At Stonehenge. That's you know why they put they usually put the girls that aren't that hot on in the day? Because I'm just saying, because when you walk in there from all the bright light into the dark club, it takes you a half hour before you can see anything.
Yeah,
and then by that time,
you vouch for that one.
Had a couple of $10 beers. And
I don't like going at night because I got better things to do at night.
And it looks like you're in the AA ball.
Yeah.
What's a AA ball?
You got to be brought up to the majors.
Yeah, it's like open pole night.
Yeah.
Wow, Stonehead.
No, but you look hot and stuff.
I'm cool, man.
You're not all bruised up and everything.
No bruised.
There's nothing better than looking at a dancer. It looks like she's gone a couple of rounds with Tyson.
A Sicilian scar.
Yeah. She's all beat up.
An old cigarette burns.
No, nothing like that.
You're not skanked up then.
No, I can't.
Like a subway car. There's a lot going on.
I'm good.
You have a D cup.
Yeah.
Wow.
So what's the other one?
Honey.
There was five people talking at one time. I heard that.
But she said she has a D cup. What's the other one?
Yeah. It's in the middle of her head.
No, it's in the back of my head.
I'm deaf, you know. The bells.
Well, you ought to go down to Governor's and see.
Please welcome to the main stage, Medusa.
He'll know who you are now.
Oh, yeah?
He's telling you that stripper from
what color hair do you
Stonehenge.
Have?
It's red.
Oh, you're a redhead.
Yeah.
Natural? Ooh.
Well, I got no hair on my...
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I like a girl that edits herself.
There you go.
Do you shave it or did it fall out?
No, I shaved it.
You know, ever since Shoreham reactivated...
Was it rubbed off?
With your face, honey.
Wow.
There you go.
She's not messing around.
No, definitely not.
She's heard it all.
Yeah. Any piercings that we should know about?
I'm not a freak.
No. Any tattoos?
I don't take that crap.
No tattoos?
No.
Huh? No tattoos?
No tattoos.
All right. Well, she's
I'm a good girl.
Well.
Yeah, you sound like a churchgoer.
Yeah. All right, baby.
Come down and say hello.
I use the term loosely.
All right, Adam. We'll see Adam this weekend at Governor's, okay?
All righty.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday,
Sunday.
Want
a front row seat, honey.
Okay.
All right.
You going to have a ticket waiting for me?
We'll see what we can do.
If you wear a skirt, no underwear, put your legs up on the stage while he's performing,
yeah,
you can work it out.
All right, then I'll show you.
There'd be some work in the crowd that night.
All right. Ho-ho!
Slide down.
Look at that. I didn't know Governor's had drink cozies.
Drink cozy.
Wow. Oh, my God.
All right, Anna. We got to fly.
Go. Bye.
Bye.
During the day dancing.
Yeah, the day dancing.
They don't even give them dollars. The guys like give them mints and.
Well, you know what the clientele
cards.
The day dancers get? Mm. It's all, because I remember they're doing this. It's all construction workers that don't want to friggin' work.
Right.
So they go in there during the day. You figure, we'll leave the job. We'll have an early lunch and we'll get back to work, you know, right after lunch. We'll be back to work by 1.
Mm-hmm.
You go there at noon, it opens up. By 4 o'clock, you're going, gee, screw it. We'll leave the tools out. We got to be there tomorrow anyway. You never go back. You just watch
Give us some 10-penny nails for a lap dance.
And that's it, too. You're broke. Because you're never working. So you just so sit there with a
like
dollar and
bartering?
Nurse your beer?
How many pelts for a lap dance?
Pretty much. I'll put in air conditioning in your house. Spin around.
Spin around.
Let me see your raise.
We're off to a fine start today, and we got to take a quick break.
Look at the time.
We're very late, but Adam Ferrar hanging out with us today.
Cool. Yes.
We needed the boost this week, Adam, so thanks for coming in. Sure.
Absolutely.
All right, more of your phone calls in just a bit. Stay there.
Is this the best radio you guys can come up with?
1027 WNEW.
You're hanging with Opie and Anthony and our buddy Adam Ferrar. It's 1027 WNEW. Hey.
What?
You guys struck a nerve because there's a bunch of people that want to talk about daytime strippers.
Yeah.
And going to the strip clubs during the day, Anthony.
I love walking out of the strip club after you've been in there, it's still lights out. You're like Frankenstein.
So dirty.
You can't see. Cars are beeping at you. You're like, hey, I remember coming out of the. They finally changed where the door is on the at the carousel on Jericho Turnpike there in Huntington.
I remember that place.
The door was right, like, 10 feet away from Jericho Turnpike. Mm-hmm. So you'd walk out, and you know, housewives are looking at you in horror. Yeah. They're all beeping at you like, yeah, I was looking at the strippers. Now they put the door kind of on the side.
That's smart.
Made a little thing. But you come out, and the sun hits your eyes. It's like Shawshank Redemption, you know? You're like, oh my God, the light. I'm free.
It's Papillon. You were in the box.
Papillon, yeah. It's in the box. Put him in the hole for another month.
It's nice when you come out of the carousel. Now they have like a car wash thing to cleanse you.
Clean you off. You just feel dirty.
Yes, send you home.
Hey, Frank, what's up?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey, great.
Great place where I went to college down in San Antonio, Texas, called Class Act.
Mm-hmm.
And it was far
anything
from
anything but, yeah.
It was BYOB. That's how bad this place was.
Bring your own boobs?
What's that?
Bring your own bimbos.
Yeah. But the great thing is they had a lunch buffet.
Yeah, I never got that.
I don't like eating food from strip clubs.
Strip club.
I like to keep them separate.
It's bad enough you got to put your mouth on a bottle that's on the bar that sometimes they're walking on. Now, I haven't seen this move in a while in the Long Island strip clubs, but I remember back late 80s and stuff was the last of this. The dancers didn't care. They come right out on the bar, you know, open your bottle for you without their hands.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like it's like, whoa. Talented snatch.
The thing about this place is the funniest thing to watch is we went after finals every semester. It was a tradition. And we'd all get out of finals about noon and go get snotted and watch girls.
Noon.
And the funniest thing to watch was see the guys go through the buffet line, you know, go eat stateside, and as the girls would work their way around, watch the guys cover their plates.
That moves like their hands are covering the plate, like that's a barrier.
Yeah,
you know?
That's going to do it.
That'll do it. Believe me. What's coming off of that thing?
She just opened a beer bottle. She has a Swiss Army snatch.
I swear to God, I've seen that move, too, and even with the beer. Like a girl come walking by, and the guy will take the coaster and bonk, plop it on top of his beer glass. That's got to make the girl feel good.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I'm thinking something is falling out of there that even alcohol can't kill. Okay? I'm going to cover this up right about now.
When we were seniors, spring semester, we even got a little bit too rowdy for this place. We were getting pretty nasty drunk. We were graduating, and a buddy of mine brought in a bottle of peach schnapps.
Mm-hmm.
And what he did was is he took the cork out of it, put it on the stage, said, I give you $5 if you pick this up without your hands.
Yeah, that move.
So they got a little upset with this. That was strike one. So a couple of minutes later, you know they have the lull in the action. There's like waiting for the second team to come up on the stage.
Yeah.
So we're really drunk, and one of my drunkest buddies stands up and screams, and I'll clean this up, screams, bring on the sea.
Bring on the C word.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's
great. Last time I heard that was on Broadway when they wanted to bring.
That was in the Will Rogers Folly.
Yeah.
But the guy spelled it out with a rope.
Stella Stevens on stage. Bring on the C word. Oh my God.
That's the same guy that goes home in the car like, why don't the chicks dig me? What do I got
to
do?
So what'd they do to the guy? Where's the love?
It was like out of a Western, you know, when the star of the movie gets called out in the street for a gunfight.
Yeah.
It was like quiet. And all of a sudden, the DJ gets on the mic and goes, we have nice girls here. How dare you talk about them like that? And then they kicked us out in the street.
So. You're lucky they kicked you out. A lot of the bars, you know, the biker guys that run the place will beat the crap out of you.
Yeah, we were afraid we were going to get pulled in the back room.
Very funny, Frank.
Wow. All right, you guys. Have a good day.
Thank you.
I knew a girl, you know the ping pong ball trick, right?
Yeah, sure.
She had, like, laser sighting.
Really?
She was like if she's the kind of girl you want to take to the carnival to win the fish. You know, one hand. Right? You know, give me two fish if I don't use my hand. A guppy! You know, just every kind of dead ringer.
Yeah.
But in like those tall glasses, those tall bar glasses where there's not a lot of
room. And she could get them in there.
Yeah.
That's a talent.
Sure.
I don't even know how she was aiming. You got to adjust, like, the windage and the elevation.
Hey, Joe, what's up?
Hey, guys, how you doing? Afternoon.
Yeah,
we're pulling the nooner. That's what we call them. We left at noon, and we figured we'd be back by 1, and now I'm heading back right now. We just got out of the bar.
See? And what do you do for a living?
I'm a plumber in Jersey.
See? Okay.
I've been there.
Yeah.
I have been there. Man. When we worked in Smithtown, we used to go to that place right by the
Brass Rail, Brass Monkey?
No, it was that other place. I think it was called Logan's Run after the Wild Toads or Frogs or something. And then the other place.
Mr. Toad's Wild Run.
And yes, it was. And then Ron Conkham, I had a place called Birds. Birds Place.
Man.
That, I mean, the girls, you hear this all the time, but would do anything.
Really?
They had a guy up there with glasses on, laying on his back on the stage.
Right.
And believe me, when the girl was done with him, he had to clean his glasses off.
Really?
It was that much of a show going on stage.
He thought he had cataracts.
Yeah, it was that bad.
I saw a stripper with one foot. I swear to God. She had like a normal foot, and then another foot had like little chiclet toes.
Oh, club foot kind of thing.
But she wanted to know if
that's what you need, a thalidomide stripper.
Wait, she had her breast done.
You think you'd take care of all the other stuff first.
The general rule of construction is you don't put a second floor in a house with a bad foundation. And the construction guy's got to know that.
That's it, man. Hey, yeah, you were a tin knocker, right?
Hell yeah.
That's it, man. That's what we were drinking with. We were with the tin knockers. Everybody decided to take a nooner, but since I'm the low man on the totem pole, we left the bar, and everybody patted me on the back and said, now go put the tools away.
Yeah, go put the tools away.
Yeah, we had this girl in there. She was about 50 years old, and she had a pretty all right body, but nobody really paid attention to the face. But they called her the Ice Queen because she would put ice all over her body and then put it in her mouth and spit it at you. But what they forgot to tell you was she spit it between her Leon Spinks space in her teeth.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, I love when the strippers are doing things they think is hot and you think is disgusting.
Yeah.
And you got to sit there. You're like, oh, I'm paying $10 a beer for a girl to spit at me.
Can't you floss at home?
She had, like, G-string Depends on.
Everybody says I should have been a dancer. Yeah, but they said it in 1942.
Wow.
Dude, you don't know how many hammer drills and sawzalls were lost because we just never went back to the job site. Like, oh, did we lock up the tools? And no one's going to steal them. What happened to the hammer drill? I don't know, boss. We were there the whole time. I think the plumbers took it.
They're not. We're
those bastard steam fitters. Hey, Joe, thank you.
Hey, guys, out of train. Have a good day.
All right, man.
Adios.
A lot of great stories on hold, Anthony. A lot.
Yeah.
If you're on hold, stay there. We got to take another quick break because we've been running late the whole show today, all right?
Running off the mouth.
We'll be back very shortly. Stay there.
Opie and Anthony.
Yeah, can we get these illiterates off the air, please?
We suck.
If I wasn't on it, I wouldn't listen.
1027 WNEW.
Hey, Anthony.
Hey.
Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner.
That's right. Hey, you can't be a stripper when you're fat, right?
That's right.
So if you're a stripper, maybe you put on a few extra pounds during the holidays, just packing in the turkey and ham and everything. You got to lose that weight quick or you're not going to make any tips. I said tips. Stacker 2, world's strongest fat burner.
Uh-huh. Does three things.
Yes, it's the world's strongest fat burner.
Yeah.
And it gives you a boost of energy if you're feeling sluggish during the last dance of your shift
right
up on stage.
Sure.
Reject this song.
Eject this song, please.
Eject this. It's too fast. I can't keep up. I need more energy. Does the fat burner provide that?
And it, what else does it do? Oh, it cuts down on your cravings to snack during the day so you could fit more of those champagne cocktails in you.
Or during the dances.
Yeah.
You know, in between dances, you don't want to be snacking.
You lose weight because a big fat ass doesn't get the dollars stuck in the G-string.
There you go, Anthony.
I'm sure the Stacker people will agree with that.
Of course they will. Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner. They have a website at www.stacker2.com.
at stackertude.com, excuse me, or give them a call at 1-800-LIGHTLINE. That's 1-800-LITELINE. Start now and look great this spring with Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner, at 1-800-LIGHTLINE or at stackertude.com. Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner. Thousands have proven it works. 7WNEW, we're back with the Opie and Anthony Show.
Hey.
Hanging out with us today, Adam Ferrar.
Went to grab a cup of coffee.
That's right.
Sure, there he is, sure.
He'll be at Governor's all weekend long starting tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Call ahead for tickets.
I'm definitely going to the Thursday show. Going good. Tomorrow, man. Got to see my pal on his opening night there at Governor's.
My chance.
The millionth opening night at Governor's.
Yeah, I know.
You're there all the time.
And we're all keeping our fingers crossed, hoping that Letterman's people will call Adam.
We must get rescheduled.
Yeah, Adam's looking to get rescheduled on Letterman. They're much too busy to think about it today, Anthony. They got Hillary on the show tonight. I think Psycho Mark's heading down to the Letterman studio to mess with people.
Oh, that's good. There's nothing like, you know, Secret Service people down there or anybody that'll just wrestle him to the ground and split his head open in front of the David Letterman Theater over there.
You know, those deaf people have attitudes. What do you mean deaf people? The ones with the little earphones? They don't like that.
It's just a zoo down there right now.
Go up with a Travis Bickle head. That'll work.
That's Travis Bickle. Did she come in yesterday?
I think so.
I saw the helicopters yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was down in, like, in Wall Street
area,
and I saw the helicopter. I go, who's coming into town?
Hillary.
Must be Opie and Anthony.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, by helicopter.
I was on the Long Island Railroad this morning with a big fat guy sleeping on my shoulder. Who are you kidding, man?
Did we pass Mineola?
Hillary's still using our tax dollars to travel to New York, too, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Just wanted to remind you that. She didn't announce that she's actually a candidate for Senate.
No.
So, you know, she's been saving up money and getting donations when she announces that she's going to be a candidate.
Right.
Then she has to use that money.
Right.
But now it's just, now she's just taking a trip to New York.
Bill, can I borrow the car?
Exactly. Can I borrow the chopper and the Marines that fly it? And the landing strip and the rerouting air traffic just because she got fat asses in the air. Oh, Christ. Woman makes me sick.
It's going to be a joke on Letterman tonight, too. She's not going to answer anything tonight.
What do you think? I know.
It's just going to be stupid, boring TV.
Or just what?
You know,
they probably came up with some wacky bit. You know how Dave's been asking her to be on the show and asking and saying that, and they've been declining and declining. Now she's finally doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So expect some kind of a bit made out of that.
Right.
And then it's just going to be her preaching and doing some Rudy bashing.
She doesn't have an agenda like she's going to announce she's coming.
She doesn't have an agenda.
She doesn't even answer questions. Her popularity has gone down. It's below 50% for the first time. And Rudy's is, remain the same.
Well, his has dropped, too, but he's in the lead.
In the lead.
But, you know, if Letterman and his people had balls, I would like to have Rudy come on tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Don't even tell anyone. In the middle of the interview.
Match. Yeah, he just comes in and punches her right in the face. God, I'd laugh my ass off.
They should reenact the Andy Kaufman, Jerry Lawler thing from the old days of Letterman.
Rudy comes in with a neck brace on and smacks him in the face. Smacks Hillary in the face.
Throws a cup of coffee on her and leaves.
I'd have Lewinsky in. Like, all of a sudden, Monica Lewinsky just walks on and sits down next to her. And they go, well, what can we talk about? What do we both have in common? Oh, yeah, your husband's schlong. Now, that'd be a show.
Wow. You can only pray for something like that. It's not going to
happen. No, it's going to be blah, 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 boring, boring stuff. She's going to promote herself. Bash Rudy and then walk off.
What do you think her interest is? Tonight, Hillary Clinton!
Hillary Clinton!
David Letterman!
And comedian Adam Ferrara!
If we have time!
Which we know now we don't.
You can go home now!
Mom and Dad.
And take those people in the balcony with you. Yes, the big guy yelling at the page. Look, I got to sit on the aisle because I need to go to the bathroom during a commercial. Who's got a problem? This is my reality. Welcome to it.
All right, let's go back to the phones. But I think Psycho Mark's going to mess with people down there.
Cool.
Hopefully he'll get arrested.
There's all kinds of news trucks and everything down there.
Barbara.
Hey.
Hey, how are you, Barbara?
What's up, guys?
All right.
I live around the block from the Stonehenge.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen some of the girls that work at night. I can't even imagine what the day crew looks like. And a place that, what?
Don't let the sunlight hit them.
Please welcome to the main stage, Lestat.
And the place that Anthony was talking about before used to be the Bull Creek.
Oh, the Bull Creek. That
yeah,
was
that's
it.
What he was talking about.
Now, how are you privy to such information?
Yeah, how do you know all this?
Miss, I needed to get
to
college.
I live on Long Island. It's not that
Yeah,
big.
Every Long Islander knows all that. Remember the Brass Monkey?
That's the one I'm thinking
yeah,
of.
Yeah, I went to the Brass Monkey. Yeah, yeah. Oh, you were there that time.
And your brother.
And someone threw a shot glass at her.
Yeah.
And I think it was one of the girls. Flying it right out of there. It was amazing.
It was the girl with the hair lip.
Projectile.
She ran
out of ping pong balls that night.
Yeah.
We were goofing on her hair lip and she threw a shot glass at us.
Did she have 2 feet?
Yes, she had 2 feet. How about that?
All right, guys. Have a good night.
Thank you, Barbara.
Yeah, the
Bye.
Brass Monkey. Mm. Let's see.
The carousel I remember when I was a kid.
Yeah.
It's still there.
Yeah, sure.
It was right by the wagon wheel. In the
then there was a place at the corner of Lockfield and Jericho Turnpike called the Voyage Inn. I mean, this was going back before I could ever even dream of it. I just remember exotic West Coast dancers. It's like, oh, what is that? And my father would be like, you know, all right, wait in the car. I got to talk to someone in here. And he'd go in there. And, like, I'd be waiting there for hours, just sitting in the car.
Yeah, really?
Swear. And he'd come out, you know, all tanked and stuff. And the guy never met me. Pull off. It's like, and he was in there watching nudes and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. Thanks, Pop.
I was on the road.
Roll the window down a crack, could you?
I'm getting a contact high. I was in, Green Bay, Wisconsin. There's a strip club called Bean Snappers.
Bean Snappers?
Swear to God, you get in the car, you drive through the darkness, because it's like, there's no lights and nothing. It's like, this is the place.
Oh, I thought you meant it was a bad neighborhood. I thought maybe Adam is starting to get really politically incorrect.
Where's the racist, pal? Jesus. So you drive through the darkness, and you go to this, in the middle of nowhere. This is like where like the flying saucers land.
Yeah.
You know, they go.
Sure. They come down and look to my
You know, so it's an empty barn. It's a barn. There's like linoleum on the floor. There's guys, no booze, because you can't have naked girls in booze, but you got to spend like $4 for cranberry juice. It's a juice bar with
Great.
Naked girls, but you know the girls are drinking. Can I have the cranberry juice? Why? Bladder infection. I'm up next. You know, they got just the scariest.
I have an inflamed urethra. I could use the cranberry juice.
We have so many stories on the line. Where do we want to go? Let's go to Joe. Joe, you're next on WNEW. What's up?
Yo, guys, one of my favorite topics of all time. I love the T-bars, as we call them.
Oh, yeah.
Patterson, New Jersey has some of the skankiest, let me tell you. There's three in a row on Market Street. They go from, you know, young Brazilian, Russian girls and everything to, like, grandmothers. This one joint, Moonlight, oh. And you can do... With your clothes on, you can do almost anything in the three of them, I'm telling you.
Oh, really?
Basically, buy a chick a drink, and you're married to her for that night. It's incredible. It's just, not like nothing you've ever seen. You ever get out to Jersey, go to Patterson, Market Street, ask anybody, they'll know the three I'm talking about, you know?
Well, I like the skanky bars sometimes, because they really appreciate the buck.
Absolutely.
You know, when you go to the high-class strip clubs, and you get the girls that really look hot... You're not going to get anything for a buck. You slip them a five, and they give you one quick little look, and then you need at least a 20 for a lap dance.
It's funny you say that, because the hotter the chick, like, the less you'll let you do, you know? It's like you go to the grandmother joint, and there's no rules.
Oh, you go to a skank club? Let me tell you, skank club. The Tender Trap, Jericho Turnpike.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, right next to the Radiator Place. Let me tell you something.
They got
you
penicillin go in there. Dispensers on the wall.
Yeah, you go in there for like a buck, you could get anything you want. Yeah. The girls appreciate that. Mm-hmm. They look like war pigs, but for the love of God, for a buck, well, they're appreciative.
Sure.
And they have
they'll shake that flat, flabby ass right in your face.
It's Borneo.
They had the Lost Art in there, too, Anthony.
Ah, yes. The rug act.
The rug dance, rug
yes,
act.
Yes, yes. Remember that? You rarely see the rug act anymore.
No.
Remember that? The girl would come out and she...
And I dare you.
Take a little blanket. She had that little quilt from when she was in ninth grade that grandma quilted, probably. Put it on the floor. Hit the jukebox. This look. We got tonight. Who needs tomorrow? Let's make it last. And she's just like... Just like writhing on the floor.
She's like a praying mantis.
Yeah, it's the rug act.
With her hand lotion.
Yeah, lotion. Yeah. And then she's pointing it right at you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's got her legs right at you.
It's like chicken. Who's going to flinch first?
And she's
made
up.
Made you blink. Made my eyes tear. You made me blink.
The legs are going up and apart. And your buddies are trying to sneak a look over your shoulder. Yeah. Like it's a peep show.
Yeah, come on. Hurry up before the quarter runs out.
The rug act. You the don't see that that much
and
anymore.
And I defy you to find a donkey show.
We've got tonight.
We've got tonight. Who needs tomorrow?
Slow song.
My first strip club experience, the first song I ever heard in a strip club was House of the Rising Sun.
Really?
Yeah. That's
there is a house in New Orleans.
Yeah. Like when the girl tries to dance, though, and then does that. Could you eject this song? Yeah. I'm not feeling it. Eject. And she feels like she has to cover up at that moment.
Yeah. You know, now she, I'm naked.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Could you eject?
I'm out of
just
got to
start over.
Yeah. And it makes you feel like she likes you so much. She comes over, gives you the eyes.
Mm.
Right? She puts her breasts down towards you, grabs your dollar with her cleavage, mm-hmm. gives you a little smile, a little wink, a little look, stands up, turns away, takes the buck and throws it in a pile with the others.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just a mark.
My God.
I thought she liked me this time.
I like the bachelor party.
I thought we were going to do it.
I thought we were going to go out after she got off work.
What are you doing looking at my girl?
I like the bachelor party because the bachelor's always like, Kennedy drunk. He's like, yeah.
Really, you know?
Yeah. And his friends are always like, come on, man, look at the way that dancer's looking at you. She likes you for you. You gotta go. It's not the fact we gave her $200.
Oh, yeah.
She was a person.
Out of the hundreds of bachelors she's hobbed,
yeah.
She really likes you.
Hob. What kind of hob is that?
Hob.
To hob.
We got a speaking code on this show. Our buddy Foot is on the line. Foot!
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up?
Hey, just tune into the show. I don't know if there's a couple of stories the guys didn't tell you about the time that we were at the Tender Trap,
mm-hmm.
and Anthony started goofing on this Native American dancer. It was an Indian.
Oh, yeah, I was calling her Squaw.
Yeah, and Anthony starts,
oh,
right on
she
stage.
Got pissed.
She stops, man, and she starts yelling at Anthony. You know?
I'm like, very sorry.
Yeah.
Me heap sorry.
Yeah.
Me piss him you off.
White man, screw me. We open casino.
Yeah.
Okay. Try dancing to this, Squaw.
I remember that because you go, what are you going to do, make it rain?
Yeah.
Oh. She's doing a rain dance.
I don't know if Adam told this story. When Adam was over, where the hell was he? He went over to Billy Joel's house.
Mm-hmm.
Knocked on the door and asking where the carousel was.
Oh, God. You're going, but what was I? I was like 14 years old.
Yeah.
You knocked on Billy Joel's house?
Yeah. I was lost.
Yeah.
And I knew who lived there.
Yeah.
I knew he lived there.
Where was that, Lloyd Neck?
That was the one on the corner. The one house in Lloyd Neck.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ozzy was with me.
Yeah.
And he goes, where the hell are we? He says, oh, I know who lives here. Pull over.
I know who lives
here.
Well,
I did. I saw it. I knew he
didn't
lived
know
me.
You.
What were you doing in that area? There's nothing there.
I think we were in the fencing truck. We were working.
Yeah.
Of course, because you only go during the day when you're working.
We were working during the day, and we finished the job early. I'm like, I don't want to go back to the shop now. Foot will put me on a forklift.
That's
I
want right.
So Ozzy goes, where are we going to go? How are we going to get out of here? He says, pull over here. I know the guy that lives there.
No, the guy.
Well, he goes, who lives there? I go, you don't know him. So I got out and knocked on the door, and he came out.
Billy Joel.
And I asked him.
Did he know?
Yeah, he knew. Like, he wasn't always Billy Joel. He had a day job.
All right, I got to go. Hey, before I go, Ant, you say you're going to Thursday's show?
Sure.
You got to go to Friday's show.
Why?
Very special guest emceeing.
Oh, is Joseph T. Curry going to be emceeing the show?
Joseph Curry emceeing the Friday show.
Joseph Curry.
All right.
Way to go, Foot.
All right, see you guys later, man.
All right, so many goddamn comics plugging their goddamn shows on this goddamn show.
This is the Friars Club.
The Young Friars Club. All right, Adam Ferrara in studio, playing Governors Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Call for ticket info, okay?
Yeah.
We got to take a break. We'll be back.
Opie and Anthony.
Oh, those guys are fast!
1027
WNEW. It's Opie, it's Anthony, it's Adam Ferrara.
Hey.
In the studio. Having lots of fun today. Hope you're enjoying the festivities.
Where's Anthony?
Man, I saw NYPD Blue last night, finally. The season premiere.
January 12th, season premiere.
Yeah, they pushed it way back. What was their reasoning?
Well, I guess because it wasn't doing well in the ratings.
So no, I thought it was doing very well, but they had...
I thought that's what...
On. They had some other show on that they...
But I thought at first that, you know, it was dipping a little bit in the ratings, so they backed off to give this other show a chance. No?
They used that time slot to launch the other show, which is like that... Once and again, over and under. What was the one? The one with the two divorced people. We got caught having sex again. Damn. Yeah. You know that one.
Yeah.
Care. Yeah, really. Who cares? But NYPD Blue, very good.
Very good.
I've been watching it for a couple of years now, and I thought it was pretty good. Rick Schroeder always surprising the hell out of me when I see him because you expect, you know, little Ricky Schroeder.
Sure.
And he turns out to be a pretty good actor. Yeah. He's like a good actor. And then the end of the show. Ah, boobage. Right there, Channel 7.
They're doing that like crazy. ER had a nice boob shot,
didn't they?
A few weeks back, sure.
Yeah, but ER, when they do it, it's usually some breast cancer show.
No, that's the truth.
It was like a double-edged sword. You're seeing a boob, but it's like, oh, you know, it's under bad circumstances.
It was Rebecca De Mornay.
Rebecca De Mornay.
De Mornay, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she was in bed on top. Right. And they had they used to have just the back shot of the topless woman.
Yeah. They're swinging that camera around.
They're swinging the camera around now, and it's like side leading toward front boob shots now.
Yeah, Rick Schroeder was with this chick last night.
Was it
an
armpit view?
It's even more so.
I mean, it's everything but the nip.
He's making out with this girl and stuff and like grinding on her and everything. And then the camera kind of goes around to see side boob.
Mm-hmm.
And she had some...
Whoa,
Major Dairy.
Brilliant stunt breasts.
Yeah, they were very nice. And then the camera kept going around a little more, and you're seeing a little more of the boob.
Mm-hmm.
Channel 7, I'm like, whoa, look at this.
And didn't he use the P word last night? Take a piss?
Oh, yeah, well, I don't know if we could say that.
We did.
If they say it on,
I don't know if it made it out over the air.
If they say it on network TV, why can't we say it on the radio?
I don't know. There's a different set of rules. Take a pee,
you know? They said, but they used the real word.
Right.
All right.
And Sipowicz grabbed his schlong.
His junk.
Shook it at some guy.
His junk. Like it makes a metal sound.
We have code words for everything on the show, Adam.
Always like using the word scumbag. Scumbag. And skills.
Skills.
Oh, I love that when what was that thing? What do they call it when the cops are beating up the guy? Keyed him up a little or... They keyed up a scale. God damn, that show rolls.
We keyed up a scale.
Very nice.
Yeah, so it was.
Because I'm keying up some scale that deserved it. That deserved it.
I got stuck watching.
Kiss my junk.
I want to be a millionaire.
You watched I Want to Be a Millionaire? Gelman.
It's like crack, though. I don't know why I want to watch that.
Is that your final answer?
It's the stupidest show on TV, but I watch it every time I'm flipping around.
Yeah, but you want to know something? If I was on that show and he lets you make that phone call, I wouldn't call anyone I know because they're idiots. If I called you, first of all, I couldn't get through because of your phone system, man. Joan of Arc has an easier time delivering a message than calling this guy. The party's not accepting messages. Please, face Mecca, light the blanket, let the smoke signals rise, and he'll get to you by the power of your intention. How badly do you want to speak to him?
Yeah, that is true, Ed.
Is it?
Yeah.
I never try to call me.
Oh, it kills
me. Yeah, you should.
It kills me because we have decisions to make and stuff, and now Ant is like, you just can't get a hold of him.
Oh, come on.
I
got my phone. It's right here.
You don't turn it on, though.
You don't turn it on.
Maybe there's a message on here.
Yeah.
That's probably a few.
You know, all that message isn't flash, Anthony. Lucky Lindy made it. The French go wild.
Doughboys hit Europe. Now, come on.
Babe hits home run, saves Orphan's life. Extra. Howard Hughes a fake.
How bad could it be? It comes on, it says, you have voicemail.
Oh, it's horrible.
You have like a 6-hour delay.
Yeah.
If we want to, like, try to make plans with you for dinner, we better call it, like, 10 in the morning.
I called you to get a beer and shoot pool.
In 1974.
I just got that
one. I know. I remember it.
How funny is it to see Anthony with technology, though?
Oh, he always had technology. You were on the internet. You had the AP wire into that lousy apartment. Remember the honeycomb hideout?
Yeah. Thing?
Well, he had an AP wire hooked in that he got into, like,
What I had was my Commodore 64 computer.
Mm-hmm.
Hooked up to my black and white television.
Right.
And I was online with a 300 baud modem.
Yeah.
Not mega baud, people. Not kilobaud. I'm talking 300 baud. That was it.
Yeah.
And I used to go to these chat rooms and play a trivia. Yeah. The question would come up. I'd type it in, a sentence in text. One sentence text would take like a minute to transmit over.
And we were sitting there mesmerized. Yes. You know what it was like?
I'm online.
It was like we were terrorists because we had all this technology and in a hovel. You know, like we had like...
And you didn't have enough rent money, right?
No, and we just
didn't
beer.
Have the rent money.
There was no rent money. The place was falling down.
I remember that. It was like I had to come up with money for rent or go to Toys R Us and buy a Commodore 64.
So we're online.
Yeah, absolutely. Trying to hide from the landlord.
The landlord.
He used to come banging on the door. Oh, hi.
Yeah, hi.
Like, and hi. And, and Adam's like, your car's outside, you idiot.
Where are you going to hide?
I'm out. Hi. Don't say anything.
Tell him I'm not here.
Oh, he'll go away. He always goes away.
It's like I'm a squatter. He's like, he was funny because every time the landlord would knock on the door, he's like, Elmer Fudd, play dead. He won't hurt you if he thinks you're dead. And he was like, this big bear came sniffing around, and Anthony's just sitting there like a corpse.
Pesky landlord. Yeah. What does he want now? Money? How dare him?
Was,
and then we can give it to him after a while.
Go in the hole in the sheetrock. He doesn't check the walls.
You know, it was easy for him because since we never paid him, we never asked him to do anything. Because
right.
We never wanted him there.
Yeah.
So, you know, if there was a hole in the wall or something or a leak, who cares?
He made it work for you.
We'll live with it.
The fountain.
We'll live with it. That is funny.
We lived with a lot. It was like those bullet holes in from the BB gun.
That was from us.
Yeah.
We were shooting the wall.
Self-induced.
It's like, oh, my God, there's bullet holes in the wall. That was us.
Yeah.
You have to check out your new rifles when you buy them. So I can't be bothered with driving down to the range. You just blow off a few into the wall.
Guns don't kill people. Anthony kills people.
I don't think I've ever killed anyone.
You may, then I have the scar to prove it.
Hey, Dave, you're next on the show. What's up?
Hey, boys, great hour, first of all. It's just funny as hell.
Having fun with my pal Adam.
I got one of the sickest go-go stories ever. I used to bounce at a bar in Central Jersey. I'm sitting by the door one day, and this lady comes in. Now, she's looks about 50 years old, but she could have been 100 years old. all disheveled. She's carrying this little bag, and she comes over to me, and she's like, I'm here for my audition.
Oh, God.
I'm like, wait a minute. Do you have the right place here? Look what kind of bar this is. So she's like, oh, yeah, I set this up with the manager. So I show her where to go get changed. She comes about 15 minutes later. She's got this long black, like, sundress on. So I say to her, I'm like, you know, I hope you're losing that once you get up on stage. And as I'm looking at her, I'm really thinking, well, I hope you really don't lose this when you get up on stage. So she gets up on stage, she dances around for a while. All of a sudden, the sundress comes off, and all I hear is just groans from these guys at the end of the bar. I get up, I walk down the other end, I look at her. First of all, the belly's hanging over this little pink bikini that she's got on.
Yeah, tell me more.
And she's got pantyhose on, which right there I'm going, holy Christ. And then this guy goes, oh, my God, it's her time of the month. Look at the size of that pad that she's got on. Exactly. I never saw guys clear out of a bar quicker in my whole life. I'm like, lady, you got to get off the stage right now. You're killing business, man.
Oh, man.
That's funny.
Wonder why they hired her.
It was frightening, guys.
All right, Dave, thank you.
See you guys.
All right, let's go to Luke.
That's what it was. Also, got to say, the term is tuned up.
Tuned up.
Not keyed up.
Okay.
They tuned, the cops tuned him up.
Tuned up?
What the hell am I?
He was eyeing a little rough. We tuned him up.
We tuned him up a little.
Tuned up.
He needed a tune up.
What'd you
I
do?
Love it.
I had to go out and tune up a scale. Don't tell me how to do my job.
There's a retired cop on the line. John, what's up?
Yeah.
Hey.
That's exactly what we were just talking about. You know, with a guy, we used to give him an option. You should take him out in the back. So you want to tune him up or, you know, you can take Indian Right Up, one or the other.
Tune up or right up.
That was it, you know.
So when you tune him up, what did that entail?
You smack him around a little bit just so he saw your point of view a little bit better than he had before you pick him up.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
you
tuned
know,
up.
You can't do it now because they got the frigging cameras all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, between photographing the cars going through the intersections and everything else.
Yeah, and then there's video
cameras.
They got
them in the cars.
Yeah.
You know.
Now, did you ever have to change somebody's mind or way of thinking?
Of course.
Yeah, okay. A couple of tune-ups in your day?
It was a lot easier in the early 70s, let me put it that way.
Yeah,
and,
huh?
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, these guys didn't respect. It was that's exactly what the whole show was about.
You're talking about the COVID, guys, right?
Yeah. No.
Why? Come on, I'm kidding. Jesus Christ. You gotta make a joke.
Yeah, he didn't respect the band or anybody else. That's what it boiled down to.
And I'm horrified.
I would hit him too. I don't care what.
All right, John.
All right, take care.
Oh, thank you. Funny. He says the early 70s. That was a term I used 70s. Back then.
Not the 1870s.
What was that? Good googly moo. It's the opposite.
What the hell was that? The early 70s. I had a tune-up Chicken Joe.
Hey, Luke, you're next on WNEW.
Hello.
Hey, you're up, Luke. Going? All right.
Just want to tell you guys a quick story. There's a deli up in Middletown that is a topless deli.
Ugh. A topless deli.
Yeah, it's the strangest thing in the world. I was up there with a friend of mine. I was helping him out doing some work, and we were just driving around seeing what's going on, you know, stop to get a soda or whatever. And we go into this place to get, like, a sandwich and stuff, and we look in the back, and there's this back room, and there's this chick dancing around, and this guy sitting down at the table eating a sandwich.
Oh, God. Some things don't mix,
yeah, man. It was all wrong. I don't know. It was weird. I'm not familiar. I don't really know exactly where it is. It was, like, pretty much in the middle of nowhere up there, but... I don't know if anybody put it out.
How does she slice the ham?
What's that?
Oh, or the pepperoni.
Well, the pepperoni.
Yeah, how do you get over the slicer if you're topless?
Well, it was like a cutout. Like it was like a separate room just for that in the back. It was weird.
Oh,
it was
deli and dancing?
Yeah, pretty much.
Like a bodega.
Yeah, that's great.
All right, Luke.
All right, thanks. Yeesh.
Thank you.
Ew.
Yeah, I never even went for, like, you walk into some of these strip clubs, and they got the big hero, you know, the big 10-foot hero or something.
Yeah.
I didn't even want to go over there. You know, they had to bring it through the back door, you know that. What else is happening in that back room? I imagine just biting into it all of a sudden. Oh, condom. All right.
It's like that Little Rascals episode with the cake when a hairbrush was... I like my brush.
My brush. I got a doorknob.
Mousetrap on the lip.
Let's take a break, guys. Adam Ferrar in the studio helping us out today.
My fine Audi, but it ain't going to choke Simon.
Adam playing Governors Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Call Governors for ticket info, okay?
Right.
Opie Anthony. 1027 WNEW.
1027 WNEW. It's Opie Anthony.
You're on the air.
I saw that one over the holiday. Honeymoon is
you
marathon.
You're listening, Norton.
You're on the air.
I'm sorry, Rob. Oh, buttercup.
We're the old buttercup.
And then people were calling up. I guess it was on Channel 11.
What?
They were all pissed off. Because what the hell is that? Is there a tune playing? Was it that one? I was just hearing the beat and then the rest of the song comes in.
No, I kicked it. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Channel 11 was playing the Honeymooners marathon over the New Year's Eve holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, Saturday morning comes, 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock in the morning, they switch to, like, Pokemon.
Oh, that would piss off a lot of people.
And the listing in the paper and stuff said it was going to be a marathon all the way until 6 o'clock on Saturday night.
All right.
But they know they can make all kinds of money by putting the Pokemon on from all the commercials that they run.
Right.
So they totally took the Honeymooners off until noon and then put them back on.
Oh. People calling up?
Yeah,
hell yeah.
You know Honeymooners fans.
Yeah.
What are you doing with Pokemon?
Norton.
It's just wise guy, you know, Weisenheimer.
Grandma's distinguished mystery meat appetizers.
What's Pokemon?
I don't know, Norton. That is not like the entertainers in mind. Remember Tommy Shaw and his toy piano? Little Jack Little? Basil Fomine?
Who was in the movie they were watching?
What?
The TV guy?
Jane Frazee, Buddy Epson.
Jane Frazee?
Yeah, and Buddy Epson.
Yeah. You guys did watch a lot of TV.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't remember that one.
That was the one Captain with the TV
Video.
Set.
Captain Video, Video Rangers. Captain Video.
Moving around the room.
It's the aerial.
We had a coat. So I go on a date and I set up Jimbo.
we got another friend, Jim. We set him up on this blind date, and it was the girl I was seeing at the time, her friend. And I go, look, just give me a signal if you don't like this girl. So we're sitting out at dinner, and he, in the middle of a conversation, he stands up and goes, "Whoa, it sure looks like rain tonight."
Wow. They used to have some funny stuff on that show that, like, you couldn't even get away with now.
Yeah.
Like, with Garrity. Remember when Garrity was mouthing off to Cramden?
Yeah.
Cramden, Ralph Cramden sticks his head out the window and goes, "Home a little early tonight, Garrity. Would the saloon burn down?"
"You go to them strip clubs during the day, aren't you? You're lazy, Garrity."
"Hey, Ralph, mind if I smoke? I don't care if you burn." We'd watch him for hours.
Yeah.
The apartment was, I swear to God, Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Yeah.
A guy, toys, TV, and beer.
A guy wants to talk like Ralph for you guys. Glenn.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. You're on the air, man.
How depressing.
We don't need a telephone, Alice. Get a thing out.
If you don't have a motorboat with three propellers, I'll go somewhere else.
They'll never figure it out.
Nah.
We're on a 40-second delay, so he doesn't believe when we say you're on the air.
You're on the air. No,
he's
I'm not.
He's too busy listening to the show in the background.
I listen.
Ant, the market is closed.
Oh. Got to get our numbers.
Got to check our stats.
Don't say what stock you have, Opie.
Okay.
I don't know if there's some kind of conflict in there.
Yeah.
Let's see. Did you make any money today?
I'm looking.
On the stock market?
Well, the problem is, like, right at 4 o'clock, between, like, 4 and 4:15 every day, I believe everyone pounds E-Trade to see how they did, to get their numbers.
Well, you're still going to get a 20-minute delayed price on there.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Because the market closed, 13 minutes ago.
Are you a big-time trader there, Adam?
Yeah, I got a Bobby Mercer rookie card.
Oh, well.
How'd you do?
I can't get any quotes.
You can't get on?
Oh, okay. Here we go. Up 1 and 1/8 today. Thank you.
Which, not which stock, but which, what does it start with?
A.
Okay.
That's good for us, right?
All right.
You sold all that, though, didn't you? You
no, I didn't sell all of it.
Okay.
Are you kidding?
This is Wall Street. Blue Horseshoe loves Anacott Steel.
I, up 1/4, Ant.
Yeah.
Very good. And my ace in the hole. Come on, baby. Rolling the dice with this one. Penny stock. Come on. Oof.
Would you take a hit?
Nah, the 16th. No big deal.
Oh, God, I'm down 3 3/4.
On what?
My one that starts with an A.
Merger.
Shut up. God, it's got to go back up.
Baltic Avenue, I'll buy that.
Yeah, I steer clear of the Boardwalk and Park Place type stocks. Yeah.
Hey, Adam, you ever...
You're the St. James, New York. Did you ever, free parking.
Did you ever think you'd see the day where you'd see your buddy trading like this?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
High finance, easy come, easy go.
I had it, and I went with it.
I went with it.
It was a mere bag of shells.
I got to tell you what happened yesterday.
Wow.
We had this girl that just is a heavy, heavy topic, talking about racism, screaming and yelling, and I'm fighting back with her and stuff. And I look over to Ann for some moral support, right? And also I go, oh, no, he's not even listening.
You felt like a chick, didn't you?
I was like, oh, he's not paying attention. It turns out he's just wheeling and dealing and trading during the radio show.
Like in the middle of the show yesterday, thousands of shares going back and
really?
Forth. Oh, I'm trading online here.
He's like Gomez Adams.
Chow, chow, chow.
Heavy action yesterday, and I'm like just, you know, fighting for the team. And I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, I don't even think he's paying attention. I don't even think he knows he's here.
Well, I noticed he took the toys away from me. He only has choice sound effects now.
Yeah, he's got all my goodies.
He's got his stuff.
I'm going to invest in wacky horns.
See, before we did a talk show, though, we could do all that stupid stuff, like drink beers, go to the bathroom, trade online while the music was playing. Now we don't have...
Now we got
to
do it during the show while we're talking.
Right. I have things to do.
Oh, it's got to open up an E-Trade account.
No, that's what scares me. I like going through, you know, a broker and stuff.
Go through the broker?
Yeah, because you could think about it a little bit.
Yeah.
Those,
I don't know. You got
those online accounts are scary, man. All of a sudden, you have a hunch. And you wish you had it back.
Yeah.
You gotta be quick
at the bank machine. Like, you know, they gotta ask me more questions than
just to
like,
get your
cash. Count and how much. I need to ask, like,
do you really need this?
You've been drinking? How long you been playing blackjack? Go back to the room.
Craps today, Adam?
Yeah. I see we're at the dice table again. I need my mother's voice. My mother bought me an answer machine.
Yeah.
And you know the ones that talk to you? Like, beep. 11:42. That little tramp Stephanie called. Don't call her. Beep. Joseph called. He's on the drugs again. Don't call him back.
Have you been to Atlantic City lately?
That's the last time you came down to see me play there.
God damn, I couldn't believe that.
That was fun.
We all go down to Atlantic City to see our pal Adam.
I'm playing the Tropicana.
He's playing the Trop.
The Trop
in Atlantic City. Now, what do you think? You're thinking, my pal, he made it. He's playing the Trop.
He made it.
I'm thinking
the Tropicana.
I'm thinking Hospitaliana.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Hospitaliana.
I understand, but I'm thinking it.
So he's like, come on, I got a room. You don't have to worry about room. I got eats, everything. Everything's taken care of. You just get your ass down here. Everything will be taken care of. I'm like,
we're taking a whole crowd of you girls out to the Hong Kong Gardens.
Hong Kong Gardens. So I'm like, this is great. My pal Adam made it. He's in Atlantic City, the Trop. You know, Jesus Christ. We go down there.
It was a lot. It was you, your brother, Foot, the girls.
I'm like, let's go to the Trop. Oh, well, we can't go there for the room. Well, what? Well, I'm not staying at the Trop. Well, you're playing the Trop. Yeah, but I'm not playing the big room.
No. I wasn't staying at the Trop. Maybe I had to call my father.
That's what I mean. He's staying at some little flea bag hotel.
They put you up like across the street, like the room where they keep the patio furniture.
Yeah.
And
I'm like, oh, this ain't
the
Trop.
Out of the wall. It was like the bed came out of the wall, and I wasn't heavy enough to keep it down. It's true. I slept on my head at the wrong end, so I would like inhale, and the bed would come up. I would exhale. It was a cartoon. I would inhale, the bed comes up, exhale, went down.
Oh, I'm all bummed out.
I got your free eats, though, didn't I?
Yeah. Then I'm figuring, okay, well, at least we'll go to the Trop and get something to eat. He gives me these vouchers that were expired for food. And he goes, look, we're going to go into the kitchen, directly into the kitchen, and just grab food. He goes, it's okay. All the help does this. I go, I'm not the help. He goes, just don't let them know that. He goes, walk in, walk to the food. Do not make eye contact with anybody. If anyone asks who you are, do you remember the name of the band?
You're with the band. Oh, yeah. It's Sonny Blue in the Sky Notes or something.
Sonny Blue in the Sky Notes. He goes, tell him you're with Sonny Blue in the Sky Notes.
What's that? That he looked like a Sky Note.
I'm like, Jesus. Yeah, so I'm grabbing my food. I want to cover myself. Yeah, so I'm just going, ba 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 bang a dang dang a bang a dang dang. You know, thinking people look at me and go, he must be with Sonny Blue in the Sky Notes.
He's the bass.
I grab like... Like I was foraging, like it was a care package dropped in Afghanistan or something. I just grab a roll and some butter and run away.
You know what it was like? It was like that supermarket show where you got to get the food because you're under a time constraint.
Yeah, supermarket sweep.
Grabbing stuff.
I'm just grabbing stuff and then ran out of there waiting for like security to grab me and take me out of there. So that was the food portion of it. And then he's not playing the big room.
Well, I was starting out.
I know. You didn't tell us that.
He wouldn't have come down.
I know. So then we went to the casino and gambled away
all
our $20 that we had.
No, we played all night.
Yeah, we did. We were winning.
We had a heart attack because Joe Buck was playing $25 a hand. We were standing behind him at the time.
And he had like welts on his face. Oh. He was breaking out in hives and sweating. He's like, you know, he's got a $50 bet out, and he doubles down, you know. He's like, oh. And, you know, we're broke. $25 chip to us is like, whoa.
It was like the courtroom drop. It's a green chip. It's a green chip. It's a green chip.
Yeah,
oh, my God. Hudlow. It's a green chip.
Joe Buck's going to need a lot of weed when he gets back to the room.
Yeah. It was like, this one's for birdie. Everyone, it's the 18th, the Masters champion. He's got the green. He's drawn a 15. This is what men are made of.
Dealer showing a 2.
And not flinching.
Should he hit?
How long did it take before he lost all his money?
It's a 3. No, he actually
walked away, huh?
Yeah, we were playing that goofy game, Red Dog.
Red Dog, which is AC Deucey.
AC Deucey. And we all know how small the pots get on AC Deucey.
Bet the pot.
When
bet
you play pot at home. That is the pit. Every time I have a poker game with you clowns, it all starts out fun and game. Yeah. Quarter max, you know, nickel dime, we'll do it this way. But after about an hour and a half of drinking beer,
All right, AC Deucey, no limit.
Yeah.
Put your cars on the line.
I bet a kidney. I'm giving all kinds of
And then
stuff.
It's like, okay, Ace, Deuce. Now, you know the object of the game. You got to get in between the cards that are drawn. So if you got a Deuce and an Ace, the Ace is high. The only thing that could F you is an Ace or a Deuce.
Sure.
And if you pull an Ace or a Deuce, when you have Ace and Deuce out, you got to pay double the pot. Pot. Ace. We're dying laughing, and the guy that just screwed up has to go in. I remember someone signing a paycheck over.
It was fun.
Yeah, signing a paycheck over to the pot, and then everyone's scared to hit pot.
Yeah.
Pot.
That's funny.
All right, Ant, there's a guy on hold, Bobby. Bobby, hold on. Let me tell Bobby to stay there. Bobby.
Yeah.
We're going to you next, all right?
All right, bro.
Just got to take a quick break, all right?
Okay.
All right, Bobby has a story about a 50-year-old stripper, Ant. And if you have something for the show, give us a call. 212-757-1027.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't.
You guys are going to burn in hell.
Opie and Anthony. 1027-WNEW.
1027-WNEW. It's Opie and Anthony and Adam Ferrar. We got to go to Bobby's story on line 9, right, guys?
Oh, yeah.
Bobby!
Bobby, you're next on NEW.
How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
All right.
Hey, listen, I'm a fireman in the city, right? And once a year we have these, like a retirement party. You know, guys retire, they get made, they get promoted, they leave the house. So we get a volunteer house out on the Long Island, and we have a party. And I handled all the food, and I told this one guy, listen, get some entertainment. So what he does, he gets these girls. They're the skankiest things I've ever seen in my life. I mean, they're popping out ping pong balls, you name it, you know. But the best was they had this 50-year-old woman come. Right. And she's, guys?
Yeah, we're waiting.
Oh. I thought I lost you. I'm on the call for
no.
They had this 50-year-old woman come, right? I mean, she had more baggage. She had a whole bag of tricks. Next thing I turn around, there's a line going out the bathroom.
Yeah.
Got to be 15, 20 guys. $5 ahead.
Yeah.
She's doing guys in the bathroom.
She's doing
I got guys coming out asking me for $5. Hey, you got change? You got change?
She's doing guys in the bathroom for $5?
$5 ahead.
What the hell's that, Ed? Is that an Apache helicopter?
I believe it was, Anthony.
With a thermal sight?
Poor guy didn't even see it coming, Anthony.
Nah, not a comment from him.
Wow.
When you listen to this radio show, you're in your car, you got to look in front of you, to the left, to the right, and above.
You don't know where it's coming from.
Jesus. A little sneak attack there.
It's coming out of the dash!
Stu, what's going on?
God, got to watch out for those choppers, guys.
Yeah, man.
Real quick, born and raised in New Jersey. So, been going to go-go bars my whole life. Went down to University of Maryland to go to college. Met some friends one day at Baltimore. I don't know if you guys ever been to Baltimore, any of the go-go bars there, but a lot different than New Jersey.
Yeah.
To make a long story short, we walk in. There's like a 60-year-old midget there. She comes over. I swear to God.
A fidget?
Fidget, exactly.
60-year-old fidget stripper?
Well, this is the thing. You know, comes down, sits next to you. Hey, buy me a drink. No, thanks. I'm okay. No, come on. Buy me a drink. I'll keep you company. Nah, it's okay.
What do you want? A sarsaparilla?
Yeah, okay. So I'll take a glass of wine. Yeah, that'll be $20. I was like, yeah, for $20, you better keep me interested over here.
A 60-year-old midget?
Oh, yeah. That's interesting.
It's weird. Like I said, you grow up in Jersey. You know, if they serve liquor, they can only be, topless. Or if it's a juice bar, they can do certain things.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go to another state, you don't know what the deal is, And to make a long story short, this place was definitely servicing people in the back. You know, we'd like to buy a bottle of champagne for $60. The wet room or whatever it was called, the bubble room.
The champagne room.
The champagne room. And, she's like trying to set us up to meet her 16-year-old friend after hours. And to try to impress me, she told me she could stick
What is this guy on a record album? Sounds like one of my old
Podcast Live. Needle Bird.
The judge impressed me. She told me she could put a cigarette you know where and break it off at the butt.
Oh, wow. All right.
So, yeah.
Well, 60-year-old, what kind of, what do you do after the circus?
You know, the guy I'm from was like, come on, you know you want to see it. You're curious.
Yeah, I would check that out.
And he was right.
Sure, why not? There you go. Thank you, Stu.
Hey, that's great, like, great job, guys. Take care. Right, bye-bye.
That's the tent at the carnival. You know, that little tent where all the freaks are.
Oh, I used to love that growing up.
The freak show.
Nassau Coliseum when the circus came to town. They just don't have the freak shows anymore.
But a 60-year-old midget. What about the guy that discovered her? Getting on the phone. Get me Klondike 444-429. Hello, Siegfried. You're not going to believe this.
Klondike. I love the references.
Get me Butterfield 6-6-6-2-8. Stop the presses.
Hey, Billy.
Hey, guys, man. That was funny. Is that a helicopter?
No.
I wanted to say it so bad. I started cracking up when I heard it coming.
Shh. That's our new one, man.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Definitely.
Well, I thought it was funny.
Keep it on the QT, Mish.
Hey, yo, me and my cousin were in a strip club in Alaska.
Wow.
Called the Northern Exposure Showgirls.
Oh, what do the girls look like there?
Oh, they're horrible. Forget about it. The girl's dancing, and she's, like, talking to us at the same time.
I hate
Oh, don't you? I don't even want to make eye contact with them.
Man.
You know?
What about you get the lap dance, right?
Yeah.
And they have small talk?
Oh, yeah.
Because they're waiting for
this girl in Alaska, she's like, I'm just working here until I fix my transmission in my truck.
Right. Hello.
This other girl, she's meowing and stuff and just wanted to shut up.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is, there's a bunch of freaks around there, you know? And it was my cousin's first time in the strip club. I'd only been, like, once before. And the girl comes up to him, and he's got a dollar bill. He's all anxious to put it in. And she comes up, and she sticks it in his mouth. And she grabs the back of his head and just takes it out with her inner thighs, you know, like real close. And my cousin's got this look on his face, you know, he's so excited. And I look out around the table there where they're dancing, and every other guy's got a dollar bill hanging out of their mouth. It's freaking hilarious.
Hell yeah. All right, Billy.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Yeah, I hate the small talk.
Man.
When you set up for the lap dance, and they're waiting for the next song to start.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're giving you a little small talk. So, where are you from? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking of going to school. And
I'm thinking of being an actress. I'm up for a part in an Australian film. You know, I'm leaving Thursday.
That's real cute, honey. I'm going to take off your clothes, you whore.
I'm going to court reporter school. I'm going to work a little black writer.
And then the song starts.
Oh, with your boss.
And she's moving like she wants to F you like an animal.
Yeah.
The song ends. It's like, well, thanks. Thanks.
And she's grinding on you like she owes you money.
Song's over and back to sweet and innocent.
Back to humping.
All right. A stripper with no teeth.
Ouch.
Abe.
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great.
Man. Listen, man, I got the worst story for you, man. I was in a strip club because I do a lot of traveling. I was in a strip club in Mississippi. This old woman comes up to me. She must have been about 163 years old. I said 63 earlier. She was about 163, man. She came up and she's like, you need some company? And I was like, no, that's okay, but you can go over to my friend over there. He'd love some company. She's like, no, but I want to hang out with you. She smiled at me. Man, she had nothing but gums in her mouth. Nothing but gums. And it's like, she looked like her teeth were just freshly pulled before she walked in the door with like a pair of pliers. It was like drippy, like little gummy pieces like hanging from her mouth and stuff. I mean, you know,
I'm getting so turned on.
If somebody's into like gum jobs or whatever, man, you can go ahead and get that kind of stuff happening.
My name is Gingivitis.
But I mean, you know, it's like, it was some of the ugliest stuff that I'd ever seen. It turned me off for like the rest of the night. I wanted to go back and just like chuck up everything that I had for lunch that day, man. It was the nastiest.
Very good. Thank you.
Yo, you guys rock, man.
All right, brother.
Be cool.
Bye.
Be cool.
First lady on the show today, I believe.
Really?
Oh, we had one earlier. Stacy, what's up?
Hey, you guys.
All right.
How are you?
I was waiting for, hey, no, I'm a guy.
Stacy. No, this is Stacy, the lactating mom. You guys remember me?
Stacy, the lactating mom.
Yeah, remember I was going to come in and lactate for you guys or told you to have a contest. You wanted me to come in.
Yeah, you blew us off.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, I stopped. I'm done.
We're still looking for ladies to come in and lactate for us.
And I know you're behind that, aren't you?
I recently started dating this guy. Younger guy, and we've been going to the bars, and last weekend we went to a bar in PA together, and, you know, he's flipping the girls the dollars, and they're looking at me, winking at me, and we go in the back, we get a lap dance. Of course, after we leave the bar, it's the greatest sex ever. My man got a rusty that night.
Really?
Stace,
we weren't paying attention because on line 11, there's a guy that knows a stripper with a bullet hole in her ass. Stacey, hold on. We'll continue your story in a second.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, this can't be real.
Swear to God, you know the place, I bet you, too. It's King Arthur's in Chelsea, Massachusetts.
King Arthur's. Were we at that place then?
Oh, I bet you weren't.
We did just about every strip club in the Boston area. Well, yeah. None of them are in Boston.
It's Flash a Hotel.
Okay.
Strip joint / gambling parlor, Keno action.
And she had a bullet hole in her ass?
Well, my friend, we were asking. She had, it was a pretty bad scar on her ass. And
nice.
We got the courage up to ask her, and sure enough, got shot in the ass by her boyfriend.
Right.
But it was an accident. Swear to God. That's it, guys. Thanks a lot.
Did she say why?
No, she said it was an accident.
That's funny.
I was cleaning my ass and it went on.
Thank you, bud.
See ya.
All right. I'm laughing because it's Eli 3. Eli 3.
Oh!
You can't say that.
Yeah.
I know.
You cannot put that. Oh.
Well, let's try.
Is that spelled right?
Let's try.
Is the last word spelled right?
Duncan.
Yo.
You're making us laugh our asses off. You got to be careful.
I'm going to try and be as careful as I can.
All right. Talk in code. You know all the code words for this radio show, right?
Yes, sir. I don't know if there's a code word for this. This is no balloon knot or junk kind of situation.
All right.
But I'll do my best. There used to be this strip joint called The Goat in Hunts Point. It's called the Goat Bar and Grill. It closed before you guys got to town, but
all the girls had goatees.
Dude, it was worse than that. It was so gnarly.
Right.
You're going, first of all,
cloved hooves.
All they sold were nips of bud for like $2. Lap dances were like $1.50.
For real. Right.
Discount.
Oh.
There was discount booby bar.
But
that's
you got what you paid for.
$2.50.
There was no stage. All they did was like a regular bar, you know, you have bottles on one side, bottles on the other. They took the bottles from one side and the girl would just stand there. No lights. They just have a guy with a flashlight pointing it at her. So this girl, she looks real high. You know, you could tell she's stumbling. She couldn't even make it up there. She bends over. They're totally nude. She bends over. Her little brown eyes winking at you, and some stuff comes out of it that did not come out of it at the strip joint.
Oh.
It was so nasty, dude. Marathon.
Oh.
Basically, you wanted to say that we can't say it, huh? It had something to do with a crab.
It was loosey goosey.
All right, Duncan, thank you.
You got it, brothers.
Jesus. That show's going wrong once again. Tony!
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Great.
Listen, you guys might remember this place. It was right near the Stonehenge and Brass Monkey. It was called the Gaslight Lounge.
Ah, the Gaslight, yes.
Yeah, they had all these round tables, and you'd always lose your beer because the tables were so shaky. And one time, a girl steps off the stage onto the table, and the whole table snaps off. And whacks her right in the head, laying there on the floor in a heap. Real mess. They were real class joints.
Give her a dollar to do that again.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tony.
All right,
back to Stacy. All right, Stacy.
Yeah.
What are you laughing at?
Me and my girlfriend were just discussing.
So you guys like going to the bars, huh?
Yeah, we definitely like going to the bars together.
Okay.
I don't think the females have anything to worry about. And I actually, one of the girls invited me up on the stage, and I did, you know, I was dressed, but I did a little number for my boy, and he, of course, liked it. It's a little crazy, but, you know, we have fun. The ladies should definitely not worry about the go-go bars. If anything, go with your man. It turns me on anyway. I get excited.
You like that, huh?
Oh, yeah. And definitely the sex better. It's way better when you hit home and everything's all good.
All right. Thank you, Stacey.
All right, you guys.
You don't think. I know that, but you don't like that, too.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Psycho Mark, you heading down to...
Yeah, it was just over there. I just took a look over there.
What's it looking like?
Just a bunch of fools hanging out in front.
waiting for the carpetbagger to show up.
Any signs or anything? People have, like, holding signs?
There was one guy walking around with a sign. He looked very, very angry and was making all kinds of...
What did the sign say?
I didn't even see.
You got to get in the face of some Hillary supporters.
Yeah. How about you go up with a big sign that just says, Hillary is a C-word? You know? Oh, my God. Imagine that. Just marching around with that one. Yeah. Oh, that before the Secret Service tackles you?
About 10 seconds.
Yeah, probably.
So you're going to head down there and get in some trouble or what?
Well, if we had press passes, I'd be all set. I could go right into the thing.
Don't let that stop you.
Yeah, I know.
Why can't we get some from Wins?
Let me tell you something.
They don't want to ruin their credibility, really.
I'm sure Scott
if a stripper can take a bullet, come on.
Yeah, she took one in the ass. Come on.
Take one for the team.
Be a man.
Mark takes a bullet. For
sure, why not?
A walk's as good as a hit. You're on base.
All right, Mark heading out to see what's going on outside the Letterman studio.
Hillary Clinton.
Thank you, Mark. Bring the bullhorn. That's
yeah, I'm just going to sit there and haggle her.
All right, cool. Well, call soon, because we're taking a break, and we want to go to you real soon.
Hillary, where's your husband's weenie while you're here? Do you know where your husband's strong is?
We've got one hot northwest corner. Northwest corner. Move in slow. Don't alarm him. Glazed overlook, left eye spinning west, right eye spinning east.
Secret Service might have to borrow our helicopter.
Oh, yeah. Airstrike in on Psycho Mark.
All right. Well, get out there, man.
All right.
We'll come up with some things you can say, too.
Hillary, you're a twat.
That's him. That's the one.
All right, Ann, as we go to break, a couple things real fast. Steve from the unofficial website, the Opie and Anthony website, put up the clip of the couple having sex at the baseball game.
That is a great clip.
Oh, is that the best or what?
People don't understand when you're at a ballpark, even if the place is empty and you are in the upper deck and you can't even see a person around you. The TV cameras can zoom in on the pitcher's pores on his nose as he's pitching the ball. You think they can't zoom in on what you're doing?
Yeah.
And a camera caught a couple having sex.
Sex?
They were banging up there in the upper deck.
And the guy's looking around like, oh, this is cool. No one could see me. No one could see me. Yeah.
He's sitting in the seat. The girl's sitting on his lap. And they are just banging. And it's all captured on video.
George Orwell's looking down going, see?
Told you. I told you.
I told you.
You didn't believe me, did you?
Don't listen to me.
Can't even bang your broad at the ballpark.
So now it's for everyone to see all over the world. It's on the internet. Mm-hmm. And Steve put it on the unofficial website. It's great
stuff.
That's
a good one.
And real fast, a lot of people requesting the trailer for The Soul of Nigger Charlie, Anthony.
The Soul of Nigger Charlie.
What is this?
It's a movie from the 70s, one of those blaxploitation films from the 70s, which are making a huge comeback now.
Mm-hmm.
You know that? A lot of blacks seeing these things as part of their culture and everything and really embracing them now.
Fly.
Yeah, things like that.
I was watching Sheba.
Cleopatra Jones.
I was watching Sheba Baby.
Sheba Baby?
Was on Flex. Sheba Baby. Right after we were talking about all this.
Well, we want to see A Nigger Charlie Rides Again and The Soul of Nigger Charlie, which are two movies that came out.
These are real movies from
real
the 70s.
Real movies from the 70s. And we have the trailer. And this is the actual trailer. Should we play it now or do you want to take a break?
No, play it now. Screw the break.
So let me plug it in.
Okay. Oh, let me turn that down.
It's a professional radio show, for God's sake.
I understand.
It's just like the apartment, Adam. I'm still plugging things.
Move stuff.
Look at this.
Move the aerial around the room, Ralph.
Bison, where's the stereo? And,
that's my beer, not that one. That's mine.
This was a clip, like I said, a movie trailer from the 70s. It's real. This isn't... There's no baloney.
Who put it out? What's movie studio?
I don't know. I think, what was it, Paramount or something, I think they said?
Yeah, I think they say it.
Black cowboys roam the plains. They couldn't read or write, but they sure could ride and shoot and ship. They were men with souls, men like Nigger Charlie. Now he rides again. Soul of Nigger Charlie. This time, Charlie's got an army behind him. A whole damn army. Stealing gold. Three black brothers outsmarting and outfighting the entire West. Nigger Charlie's on the loose again. This time, he's got his soul brothers with him. So, watch out.
You boy. Nigger Charlie. Mr. Nigger Charlie. Mr. Nigger Charlie.
Paramount Pictures presents Beth Williamson in The Soul of Nigger Charlie. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parents. Nigger Charlie, back.
Watch out. Now it's your hang right down to McClendon Tickle.
Can you believe that? Oh, my
Thunderbird
God.
Drive-in theater.
That's Don't. Hysterical.
The Thunderbird Drive-in is the best part of that.
The Thunderbird Drive-in?
Now, you know what that movie's all about. Nigga Charlie and his posse ride into the West and just shoot up Whitey.
You think there's a subtext?
Kill Whitey. I believe that's it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. What are we going to do, Bush? Here comes Nigga Charlie.
Who's the guy starring Nigga Charlie?
I don't even know what his name was.
Really?
Here comes Nigga Charlie and his posse riding into town. What are we going to do, boss?
I'll take care of Nigga Charlie.
Oh, my God.
You know? And I can see it's probably like that. That's and then there's probably like the white whore from the whorehouse. Oh, Nigga Charlie.
Right.
You know? And she's all, you know, yeah, baby.
Living on shits and grooving. Please, baby. I am not from Havana.
Them snitching groovings will wear you out, man.
Wow. That's hysterical. That we got to find out who started. It was probably the guy who played Bookman on Good Times.
Johnny Brown. Is that his name? Johnny Brown.
Yeah. Please, Nigga Charlie.
Oh, my God, is that funny.
Right. But, yeah, it was back in the
70s. 1972.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Let's take a break. Hopefully, Psycho Mark will check in a few minutes from the... outside the Letterman studio.
Tonight on David Letterman, Hillary Clinton and Nigga Charlie.
Special guest, Nigga Charlie.
Jesus, man.
Movie star, Nigga Charlie.
It was the 70s, you know.
Hillary Clinton.
More to come. Adam Ferrara in the studio.
Musical guest, the Cheese Monkey.
Playing Governors Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Call Governors for ticket info.
You guys sometimes, like, piss me off, okay?
1027 WNEW.
1027 WNEW. It's Opie and Anthony.
Hey.
And Adam Ferrara. Sorry, Adam.
Hey.
Adam, hanging today.
Hello.
On the phone, we got Psycho Mark Anthony. He's outside the Letterman studio. Big night for Letterman.
He's got Nigga Charlie on tonight. Oh, no, he's got Hillary Clinton.
The carpet muncher. Carpet bagger, sorry.
Oh,
sorry,
wow.
Sorry.
Jesus.
Sorry about that. So he's out there with a megaphone. We're seeing if he could stir up some trouble today. Psycho Mark, very good at stirring up trouble, Anthony.
Yes, he is.
So let's see what's going on out there. Hey, Psycho Mark.
Hey, carpet munchers. Hey, hold on a sec. I got a bunch of people here. They look like all Hillary fans. Hey, how many people are fans of Hillary?
I am.
That's it. Just one. We got one Hillary fan.
Listen, I heard that Monica's selling bags around the corner.
Monica's around the corner?
Selling bags.
Monica's selling bags around the corner. We just found out. And
yeah, that's what she does now. She sells bags. She's had so many across her nose. She knows a lot about... bags.
She knows bags. So what's the scene out there, Psycho Mark?
All right, well, they got the street all blocked off. They've got Secret Service agents crawling everywhere.
Not your secret.
No, not at all. They got them on buildings. There's a guy up on a building up to the left. There's a guy up in a building on the right. And they are not letting anybody stop right here. It's like a total cordoned off area.
Who asked the Secret Service, where was he at the book suppository building?
Yeah, that'll help.
That'll get your friends.
Well, I mean, Mark's got a couple hundred people around him, and we're trying to figure out something cool they could all chant.
I don't know. People, they kind of seem sort of stupefied here today. They're like, going to look at Hillary.
That's the nerve gas that the Secret Service let out. I'm not one for conspiracy theories, but I know they do that.
Conform.
If any of
conform.
Our listeners have an conform. Idea, give us a call.
Conform.
Get yeah. Get rid of all the stripper phone calls. Keep the Nigga Charlie calls and see if anyone comes up with a chant for Psycho Mark.
A little chant.
I'm on the phone here, okay?
Something about the First Lady Hillary Clinton.
How close is the Hillary Secret Service from you?
Rotten.
They are standing right in front of me. There's about, I'd say, about 15 agents all surrounding the block. They're not letting anybody walk in front of...
why don't you start... Take the megaphone and just start...
ask him his name.
Can we see your piece?
Oh, my God.
I'm not...
Can we see your piece?
Hey, can we see your piece?
Hey, you're nuts. Did you see when Reagan got shot, all of a sudden the Secret Service guys had, like, handheld howitzers.
Right.
They came out of their jackets and stuff. One guy had a gun. I swear to God, it was some kind of machine gun I've never seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Huge. And he was keeping it. He was, like, in short-sleeve shirt and in shorts. Oh, yeah. And all of a sudden, he pulled it out of somewhere. You got to watch them guys, Mark.
Hey, the Secret Service just came over to me and they asked me if I'm going to be using the bullhorn.
Uh-oh.
Probably said there was a missile inside the thing.
So you know what you do? You go right in his face through the bullhorn and go, no!
No. Right in his face and go, what?
No way. The guy's like 6'5" and he's black and I'm not dead.
And he's black.
That's nigga coming.
Law and order.
Defending the first lady.
Hey, want me to see if he's starred in the movie?
Yeah, oh, that'll get you killed.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Hey, have you ever seen the movie? Oh, never mind.
Mark, hold on a sec. Someone's very pissed at us. Hold on. We'll go right back to you.
What do we do?
Richard.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Dick, what's up, man?
How you doing? You just have no respect. I mean, this is a fellow New Yorker.
Don't curse.
Come on.
Why are you cursing? Now he hangs up. What a puss.
We ran out of delay, so we had to get rid of Mr. Head.
If people want to, you know, bitch about us, we don't care. We'll put you on the air. But for God's sake, you can't curse.
Hillary sucks. Monica blows.
Nah.
I'm trying to think of a real good chant for Mark to start out there.
Whip him out.
It is Whip Him Out Wednesday.
You guys are getting some good phone calls there, huh?
Yeah. Hey, Mark, what's up?
That I'm standing right here and the Secret Service is standing right in front of my face.
Really?
What's yeah, they're right here.
What's the guy's name?
I don't know, but here she comes. She's coming right now. Here, get the sign out, Earl. I got Earl with me here.
What sign you got?
I got the big wild sign. Come on, Earl.
Oh, I thought you had Hillary is a...
Hey, Hillary! I get the seat. Now they're going to get mad at me. This guy just pointed at me.
Say, hey, Hillary, where's Bill Schlong?
Hey, where's Bill? Oh, I'm getting lots of nasty looks. Look at the puppy in jail.
Show us your fun bag.
Oh, God, I'm going to get motion. Hillary! Oh, that's it. She's already gone inside. There was 2 seconds.
It was that fast.
That was it.
Barely enough time for anyone to squeeze off a shot.
How could you miss?
I just see Rudy. Damn it, I had her right in my crosshairs.
I did one peep with this bullhorn, and that was it. I was just about to get like a bead on me with her 9mm.
You know, there was some guy.
Hillary shows your fun bags, he said.
I'm screaming.
Because he's politically active.
Hey, now we can cross the street.
Fun bags for peace. That's it, huh?
Look at them missiles. That was it, dude. It was like a 5-second deal. She came, she just went, she gave her a cheesy little smile. She sort of flashed one of her cans and then went right in.
What, did you get out of a limo and stuff?
No, they got some stupid van. Kind of looks like the NEW van, except it's a little bit nicer.
It's probably armor-plated. Yeah.
There's no armor on that thing. I could spit on it and break a window.
Yeah, go ahead.
Something's an electric field.
Don wants you to chant, I want a cigar.
I want a cigar!
Are there still people there?
Yeah, they're just staring at me. Like a retard. There's some guy yelling down the street over here. He's got a sign and he's screaming obscenities.
All right, go to him. Let's see what's going on.
I'm going to go find out. This guy looks really sick.
All right, that's what we want. Get ready on the dump.
It's really he's got, yeah, get ready for the dump button.
All right.
What do you think about Hillary?
It falls up.
What?
The what?
He's doing these little wacky ones. Listen in. I'm telling you. He's not telling me.
All right, tell him what he... Ask him what he's there for.
Well, what are you here for today?
Goodbye,
he said.
That sounds coming out of his head.
He's got one of those little stupid horns.
Yeah.
Oh, not
you know what I like? He's got that and the Secret Service is yelling at you.
Yeah, really?
Hey, what do you think about Hillary Clinton?
Oh, I don't want to talk to you. Good luck.
There you go.
Follow him.
Wait, get right in his face.
Talk to him through the bullhorn. It's nut wars.
He's going to cut my head off.
What did he say?
He's gonna cut off my.
All right, we
say. Hey, Mark.
Hey.
Tell him through the bullhorn that the UFOs know where he is.
The UFOs know where you are.
They're coming for you. Get them all paranoid.
Yeah.
Hey, watch out. The UFOs are coming to you. They're coming. I can see them right now. They'll fly over your head and you're going to disappear. We're like Dooley here with the horns. Mine's bagel! Mine's bagel!
What is he saying?
What's he babbling about?
I don't know. He's talking. I'm going to cut your pussy off and stuff like that. And it's horrible. He's drunk. He's completely drunk out of his mind. Anyhow, I'm going to get back over and see what the rest of the goons here are doing.
All right, man. We got to take a quick break, Mark.
All right.
If anything happens, give us a call back, all right?
Well, you know what I'm going to try and do? There's some TV, there's news crews down here. Me and Earl got the big wild sign, so we're going to try and get on TV and mess up some newscasts.
Oh, get the bullhorn ready when they go live?
Oh, yeah. What do you want me to say?
What channels are out there?
They got Channel 2, channels, you know, all the channels are here, Fox News, everybody.
All right. Well, when they go live, get the megaphone and just start chanting Whip 'Em Out Wednesday or something, all right?
All right.
All right, we'll check in with you in a bit.
All right, guys.
All right, there you go. Psycho Mark, everyone.
Jesus.
He was able to scream, show us your fun bags before Hillary made it into the Letterman studio.
Show us your fun bags.
What a rip.
We'll be back.
Opie, 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 Anthony. 1027 WNEW.
1027 WNEW. It's Opie. It's Anthony. It's Adam Ferrar.
Who's got bail money?
Well, Psycho Mark's back on the line. Lots going on. Mark?
Yeah, what's up, guys?
What's up?
I'm standing right here in front of the CBS store, and they got camera crews all the way up and down the street.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, they spotted me. I'm the only guy walking around with a bullhorn, so it's not too hard to miss me.
What, the Secret Service came up to you?
Yeah, Secret Service came right up to me. They were pissed. They did not like the fun bags comment.
that was a little out there.
What about the news?
Yeah, what about the news?
What about the news?
Yeah.
Yeah, the news crew's on to you?
I'm waiting for Channel 2. They're about to go up right within the next 10 minutes. I'm waiting for Earl to signal me. But he's busy looking at some chick, so I'm not going to get a signal from him.
Okay.
But I'm waiting for her to go up and do live, and then I'm just going to flash my big wild sign.
Oh, that's cool.
We'll be watching.
Yeah, we're watching. We're watching as you speak, Mark. So
as the world turns.
Stephen Clark is talking. Crime Stoppers, 1-800-577-TIPS. All right, stay on the line. We're going to go to you as soon as we know you're on TV there.
Yeah, as soon as you know I'm on TV, I'll do a nutty.
All right, hold on. We'll check in with you in a couple seconds here.
All right, can you hold?
All right.
That seems to be a bus accident. almost like the train wreck.
Yeah, you got to get your eyes checked out.
You got me over here on the other side of the console. Yeah, what did the kids say?
Yeah, that looks like a psychopath with a bullhorn. It's a bus.
It's a tanker truck.
It's a tanker truck. Chris, what's going on?
I saw Rick.
What's up? What's the deal?
Not much.
Okay. Anyway, I saw when you guys were talking like 2 days ago about the Legend of Nigga Charlie, and that first came up with the clip from the internet. Because I have no life, I ran right out and got it at Kim's Video in Manhattan.
Right.
They got all this stuff.
All right.
I took it home. I watched it. It's the greatest black western I've ever seen in my entire life.
Really? Yeah, we're looking forward to checking out that movie for ourselves.
What's up?
Go ahead. You liked the movie. You laughed, yeah?
I laughed. I cried.
And I have a good feeling about me.
I laughed. I really cried. Did. Listen to you.
And there was brief nudity in it, and I just felt like kind of like just really African afterwards.
All right. Thank you, Mark. All right. Chris. Thank you, Chris.
Take it easy.
All right. Bye.
So the film does exist.
Yeah, we're very distracted.
Oh, yeah.
Mark.
Yeah.
Coming up, they said they're doing the Hillary piece.
Oh, they get a little tease.
Is the reporter right near you?
Yeah, the reporter. I am standing right behind her, dude.
All right, don't let him on to you quite yet.
Look at him.
Yeah.
It's kind of too late.
Why?
She sort of spotted me.
Yeah, but
they
still have to go
on. They have to go on, man.
It says, wow.
Who's asking you about your sign?
Oh, the reporter.
Oh.
Damn it.
Don't worry about it. You have balls.
I do. I have huge balls.
Tell her it means wow because you're happy to be here. She doesn't know what it means.
Flip it over and have it say Hillary,
mom.
Hillary is a C.
Hillary said, no way. You guys will have to dump me.
All right.
You'll be able to hear it.
Can I say hi to my mother?
I want to say hi to mom.
There you go.
All right.
You want to see if the reporter will wow us?
No, they're going to go to her any second.
Any
now.
Second, right. Man.
Yeah, any second.
We're on the side of the sign. We're going to hold it up high.
Yeah, we got to keep you on the line here.
We got to talk to Anthony on line 7. His friend's in jail for threatening Hillary.
Up,
really? What's the problem?
All right, I think they're ready to go to her. Hold that up high, will you?
All right. Almost ready.
There we go.
We gotta synchronize.
All right, date with Dave. Stephen Clark, Channel 2 News. Come on, Mark. This is like interactive TV. Come on.
This is good. You get to screw with the TV and watch it at the same time.
We got a joystick. We can move Mark around.
This is what the future is like.
There he is.
With the huge mask on.
Move over.
Yeah.
Look at my jumping around like a nut.
What happened, Mark?
Some CBS guy just jumped in front of you.
you look like a stock-raving lunatic. That was classic, man. Dude, it was hilarious. They were like, move over. He goes right over.
Dude, are they going to go back to you?
Dude, the guy from the truck came over and ripped my sign out of my pants.
Oh, come on. Did they?
Yeah,
oh, you're a friggin' lunatic,
that
man.
That was hilarious, man.
They got to go back.
They're going back. What are you going to do when they come back? You got the bullhorn, right?
Oh, you got the bullhorn.
Bullhorn.
Say,
because the guy's about to punch my teeth out.
And we work for the same company.
Come on, we work for the same company. They ought to know this is a cross promotion.
Oh, he is so mad. He just came to a rock and a horn.
You were like screaming. It was hysterical. Dude, you're a pisser. It was hilarious. I mean, we got to explain this for everyone stuck in their car. It's like interactive TV. We got Channel 2 News on. They go live outside Letterman Studio. There's Mark with the hugest wow sign you'll ever see. But all you see on TV is like half the O and the second W. So we're like, move over.
Oh, here he is. Where are you, Mark?
They're back to you.
Oh, do I get some reinforcements at least?
Get behind her.
You're back alive.
Are they back on?
Yeah. There you go. There's the wild side again.
Chance, whip them out.
Move to the side, real fast. Move to the side. Move over.
God damn it, that's the funniest thing.
Hold on a second, Mark. Hold on a sec, Mark. Butchie's in the studio from the radio
check. I'm listening
check.
To you guys, but I'm listening to the TV at the same time.
Yeah.
So she's standing there, and Anthony says, say, whip them out.
Yeah.
So they're yelling, whip them out. While she's trying to do the rest of the report. So as she's closing the report, she looks back, and she says, as you can hear, it's getting loud out here.
We're calling the police.
They can't call the police.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
Rob, well done. Bravo, Mark. Now that's interactive television right there.
It's not, but she's not very happy.
Oh, come on.
Who's not happy?
Marsha Kramer. She's very mad at me.
You tell her go to
are you doing
our boss.
No, I'm not. I'm hanging out.
But you see, the thing is, you should be allowed to do your job. I should be allowed to do mine.
Oh, she's all pissed. Come on.
That's his job.
That's his job.
No, it was fine. I have another live shot to do. Either you let me do it in peace or I'm going to call the police.
All right. That
sounds good. Oh, come on. You can't threaten the cops. That was fun.
The cops are here. We're friends with them.
Hey, Mark.
Fine,
yeah,
what's up?
Mark, I hear a dare.
I think she's daring you.
All right, I'll go bother Fox.
I'll go bother Fox.
Does CBS want to talk?
Yeah, why don't you bother them?
Oh, does CBS as well?
Yeah, why don't you bother them?
All right, I'll go bother them.
All right. Tell her she got a ton of free advertising right
you
there.
You guys got so much free advertising. That's unbelievable. Oh, she is mad. She is not happy.
Yeah, I bet.
All right. What a face on her. All right.
Mark, hold on the line, all right?
Yeah.
Talk to him. Make sure nothing's going on. There's so many people that saw it on TV. Paula, what's going on?
I just saw that damn stuff just now, and my God, she actually said to Marsha Clark, oh, wow, we're neighbors. Borrow a cup of sugar. No, Hillary, why don't you give your hubby a Hummer? You have heard of those, have you?
Oh, boy.
Whew. Okay.
She's a lunatic.
James, you're next on the program. What's up?
I'm so pissed at you guys. I'm driving in my car, and I cannot see this. You better put it on your website, the official website.
Oh, it's hysterical.
Yeah, hopefully someone's got a copy of that. We didn't think it was going to happen today, so.
Oh, my God. I hope they show it on the news or something. That's the highlight. Forget Hillary. That is the highlight.
All right, James, thank you.
See, some guy on the instant feedback said the delay really screws with you when you're watching at home because it's a 40-second delay from when we're talking to what they're watching on TV.
Yeah.
So we're saying move over.
And it's already over.
And, right. Yeah.
Oh, it was complete interactive TV.
you got to link up our audio with that video for the website.
Yeah, really.
You know, I like interactive TV. We're not waiting. We'll make it ourselves.
Andrew.
Yeah.
What's up?
Guys, I'm watching on TV and I'm listening to the radio at the same time. What the last guy said is totally true. It's the funniest damn thing because I see Mark making a total ass out of himself, his tongue hanging out of his mouth, and you guys are like, all right, they're going to cut you real soon. Then they cut away and go to the interview, and I hear you guys scream, move on! Funniest damn thing I've ever seen.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, that's
thank
funny.
You, Andrew.
All right, thanks a lot.
What a bunch of kids.
That was hilarious. That could be the funniest thing I've ever
that
seen in my
life.
Oh, that was great.
Mike, what's up?
Yeah, you guys are hilarious. They're going to get him shot by the Secret Service.
Mark's a lunatic.
They're going to pick him off right there on the spot.
He'll do anything, man.
The scene is funny because, like you said, you know, the delay.
Yeah.
I'm cracking up.
Yeah.
You're going to get him shot, I swear.
All right, Mike. Thank you. It was funny because, I mean, the sign wasn't on TV.
No.
And it was interactive. Like, no, move over, yeah!
But then when he moved over, her head was the O. It was... W-O-R-head and then another W.
Harris, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Listen, I was in my room listening to that.
Yeah.
I booked downstairs yelling, put on TV. That was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
You know we're going to get in trouble by the company again.
Yeah, I know. I feel it in my bones.
Before we get in trouble, I hope they realize we gave them a ton of free advertising.
Okay, come on.
All right, Harris, thank
all right,
you.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Later. Why do we always screw with our own company?
I know.
Don't go to the Christmas party this year.
Eddie!
Hey, I'm paying the toll at the Bayonne Bridge at the turnpike. I'm dying. I'm crying over here. what's going on? Are you all right? Oh, my God. This is hilarious. I got to see it on the website. Please, put it on.
All right, man. Thank you.
I'll be home in a half an hour. I got to check it out.
All right, man.
Take care, man.
The big wow banner be on Marsha's head. People are dying.
Oh. Pete, what's going on?
Opie!
Anthony, everyone, what's up?
Oh, my God. I was in my car, right, listening to, like, the build-up to this little bit.
Yeah.
I walk up to my apartment, I walk in, my roommates are all watching the television, listening to you guys, going, oh, my God, I think he's going to do it. I almost pissed in my pants. That was the funniest thing I've seen in a very, very long time. Someone just said it, but it's true. Her head was the O.
Yeah, it was hysterical.
Oh, my. It was priceless. I just want to tell you guys, man, that was hilarious.
All right. We got to go back to Mark. He's getting in trouble. Psycho Mark, what's up?
Dude, I almost got a tune-up from the car.
You almost got a tune-up.
I almost got a tune-up.
What happened?
Well, the cop comes over, and he's, like, pissed, and he's looking right in my face, and he's like, dude, is that microphone on? I'm like, no, sir, it's not, you know? So he grabs me, pulls me around the corner, and he goes, look, I listen to Opie and Anthony all the time. Just do me a favor. Get out of here, will you? And I just thought, you know, the lady thought I was going to get busted. The girl from CBS there, she was mad. She's like, oh, good, the cops are going to arrest him now. And the cop takes me around the corner. He's just like, hey, dude, I love the show, but you've
got to
move on, all right?
Give
somebody else the sign.
Yeah, so are you done, you think, or what?
Well, I kind of am because I'm getting nasty looks. There's one guy from CBS here. It looks like he's calling the head honcho as he's describing me as I look.
You boy can't be doing that. What the hell you boy doing? You're interrupting our own news broadcast.
ass, for God's sake.
All right, Mark.
Dude, it's so funny. They got the Secret Service all in front of the theater here, and they've locked all the doors to the theater, and
Mark,
nobody's getting in and out.
Mark, the phones are going nuts. Everyone is peeing in their pants.
It was a stupid.
I'm going to probably head back to the station. The deed has been done.
All right, yeah, no problem.
And I don't think I'm going to get any more exposure because they were about the only people alive.
All right, man. Fine. we'll see when you get back.
All right, guys.
Psycho Mark, everyone. He's back.
Yeah. A little interactive television there for our show.
Oh, God, was that so freaking funny.
The funniest thing is it's one thing to just hold up a sign in front of a live broadcast. It's another to hold it up and jump around and yell like a stark raving madman. Did you see him in that clip?
It's still another thing to be able to direct the guy doing it.
Yeah, direct the guy doing it. We're the new Steven Spielberg here at the radio station.
But it's so funny. He's jumping up and down. Yeah! Yeah!
But you know, the funniest thing to me is when you said move to the left and he did it. Right. We're watching TV. He's moving behind us!
Those one is so easily entertained.
When he said, you know, he's going to hold up a wow sign, I thought it was going to be like a tiny 2x3 foot sign.
No, that was huge.
Oh, my God. It was so freaking huge.
It's on the screen.
Whip him out Wednesday sign.
Classic.
That was classic. Jesse, what's up?
Yeah, that guy's insane. You should see the tape.
Yeah, we saw it.
I'm dying.
Oh, you taped it?
You got a copy of the tape?
Oh, we got to see that.
Get a copy for the website.
Sick. He looks insane.
He's like a madman.
He's like Stuttering John and Crackhead Bob put together.
Oh, don't say that. He's doing his own thing, man.
Oh, no, sure.
Thank you, Jesse.
Bye.
Bye. Huh?
He had a copy of the tape.
We'll get a copy of the tape. Sean, what's up?
Yo.
Hey.
I got a copy of the tape for you guys.
Yeah, cool. Awesome. Can you hold on the line?
Sure, yeah.
All right, cool. We'll have you come down with it and everything. You can check out the show.
All right, thanks.
All right, hold on. Ben will talk to you. Steve, you're next.
Sorry, man.
Hey, Steve, you're up.
Yeah, how you doing?
All right.
I just want to thank you guys for curing me of the flu. I just passed a Diet Coke through my nose. I was laughing so hard.
Awesome.
First time I can breathe in 5 days.
The show has the power to heal.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
All right, Steve. The phones are just nuts. Bob.
That was so funny. I was sitting there taking a bong hit.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what channel you guys were talking about. So I'm all trying to call in and find out what channel. And I'm thinking, no way, man. They're not going to do it to CBS. They work for CBS. And sure enough, man, there they were on CBS.
I hope you guys enjoyed it because we are going to get screwed again.
Yeah, guaranteed we're in trouble for that.
We're going to be pulled into another meeting.
Oh.
Don't you boys ever learn.
What the hell's wrong with you?
All right, Sean.
Goddamn, got Fox, NBC, ABC all standing around waiting to go live. You pick CBS.
When did Ross Perot buy the station?
Tell me about it. You should be in on some of these conference calls from down south with this
really?
Guy.
We are so
you
screwed.
You boys got a glisten of reason. They want you to work for this company for a long time. We want you to have a long career with us here at this company. But goddamn, we're not going to tolerate that.
Cowbell Bill's on the warm line. Our buddy, our pal. Hey, Wheel.
Hey, what's up, boy?
What's up, man?
I got to tell you, man. You know, I'm listening to the radio. I'm like, oh, what are they talking about? I'm doing the dishes. I got my back toward the TV.
Yeah.
Because of the delay, I turned around. It was perfect timing, man. I see Mark jumping around like a lunatic.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
I want an Easter egg.
He was like a madman.
He was Psycho Mark.
He's just like jumping around yelling, and the newswoman is just horrified.
But she has to stay like this in the camera.
She's
got to
keep going.
Really?
I couldn't believe it, man. Whip him out. Oh, my God. They got to show that at 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Right?
They'll never show that.
You will never
see that again.
Oh, my God.
He's horrified.
They're going to show that in a meeting when they ream you out.
I'm pissing in my pants.
I swear to God, there's so many people in their cars. It was the funniest thing ever.
Oh, my God.
There's got to be a few cars on the side of the road, boys.
All right.
Hey, Adam, what's up, brother?
How are you?
All right, man.
You're going to see Adam at Governor's this weekend?
Are you
going to
go?
Yeah, I'm going, like, tomorrow.
All right, man, give me a buzz or something, you know? Maybe we'll hook up and check it out.
Cool.
There he is.
Psycho Mark.
Bill, we got to fly.
Hi, boys.
Take it easy, Bill. Bill, everyone.
Psycho Mark
back in the studio.
Bravo.
We bow to you today, man.
You're a friggin' lunatic. You look like a mental patient
on TV. He's wearing a sweater. It's got fur on the arms. It's tailored. Kayla?
The mobile producer was so mad at me. He wanted to knock my teeth, dumb. He wanted to tune me up.
Tune you up.
We're gonna catch the heat.
Yeah, we're gonna catch hell for that, guaranteed.
Oh, we're gonna catch a lot of heat for that one. Let's go to Tom real fast. Tom, what's up?
Yo.
Yeah.
You guys almost broke my freaking ankle. I ran down the stairs to see what the hell was going on. And you ever like see somebody walking on water or something? I fell down the friggin' stairs and almost cracked my head open because I had to see what the hell was going on. That was the funniest friggin' thing I've ever seen in my life. That was so funny.
It was just beyond funny.
That was
a moment, man.
I tell you, anytime something happens in this city where they go live somewhere, we got to just send you instantly over there.
Yeah.
You guys are the funniest friggin' people, man. You guys rock.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
Later.
Bye.
Who yelled at you? Was it the newscaster that yelled?
No, the guy actually came from inside the truck.
Who was the chick, though, that we heard yelling at?
That was her. That was her?
That was Marcia?
Yeah,
it was Marcia. Ryan.
Yeah, I just want to know, guys, when is the farewell show going to be?
That's why you got to listen every day. This could be it right here today.
You never know.
You never know. And I'm surprised Psycho Mark made it back without getting shook up by the Secret Service.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Hi, man.
Wow.
They're just coming in like crazy. Mark.
Yeah.
What's up?
How you doing?
All right.
Hey, listen, I'm racing home. I'm about a half mile from work. I hear you guys on the radio. I think I picked off two old ladies in front of ShopRite in Rochelle Park. I'm driving. I'm flying down my block 70 miles an hour. I just park my car right in the middle of the street and race the stairs. I'm still watching Channel 2.
See, we gave them a lot of publicity.
Mm-hmm. Channel 2 News rocks.
How can they get mad at you guys?
We might need you for a character witness.
Yeah. I'm telling you right now, I'm watching a little show about little kids right now. I can't turn the radio on, you know? I had that delay thing. But I'm going to buy the advertising. I got Lee Cowan in Washington, D.C. right now. Don't worry about it. You guys are funny guys.
All right, Mark. Thank you.
Very funny. See you later.
Bye. But the problem is we're always screwing with our company. We don't mean to, but it just happens that way.
I know.
Yeah, but it's good publicity for them.
Well, yeah.
You tell the big boss when he reams us out again. Jimmy.
Yeah, the funniest thing happened.
Yeah.
My dad's driving me home from drug rehab, right? Dude, he almost rear-ended a cop car. We're laughing so hard. The cops pull him over, and my dad's explaining the situation. The cop just burst out laughing. He let my dad go because he was listening to you guys, too.
Oh, awesome.
The cop was almost in tears when he pulled us over.
Awesome.
Yeah. Cool. I'll let you guys know.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Okay.
Oh, God damn.
There was one guy's doing a bong hit. The other guy's coming home from rehab.
We're proud of our listeners.
Yes.
They don't aim high. Rob.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
All right.
Mark, I got one question for you.
Yeah.
How do you walk around with that set you got? What do you, like, walk around like John Wayne, swaying like? I mean, you should be up for, like, a daytime Emmy with that performance.
He comes into the studio with a wheelbarrow for his junk.
Oh, God. I got a small, like, one-room apartment.
Yeah.
My living room and my kitchen are connected.
Yeah.
I'm listening to the radio in the living room. I had to see Channel 2. I'm booking into my bedroom because my TV's busted in the living room. I hit the linoleum floor, spill. I cracked my head on the floor. You guys almost killed me.
Know how funny that was? When they went back to Stephen Clark, he had a real tough time not smiling. You could see, like, his mouth was like...
Yeah, well, I got an instant feedback here. I don't know about this. It seems real. This guy from the CBS control room. He goes, God, I'm in the CBS control room. We almost went off the air. All the technicians were on the floor.
What do you got, Ben?
We know that Stephen Clark listens to this show because Mark and I met him once, and he listens to you guys. He told us that. So.
Mike Adams party.
Yeah, is that Mike Adams
party? Was he?
Yeah.
He loves you guys. He listens all the time.
The guy was definitely cracking a smile when they came back.
Fun. All right, listen, we definitely got to take a break.
Yeah.
We went like 20 minutes longer than
and
we were supposed to.
And consult an attorney.
Yeah, we got to. Oh, please. Don't. Oh, we're screwed again.
Yeah, but it's always fun.
What the hell? All right, we got to take a break. It might be a little longer than usual, but please stay right there, okay? We'll be back with more of your phone calls, all right?
All right. Opie and Anthony.
Someone get this pen out of my nose.
1027 WNEW.
27 WNEW. It's Opie and Anthony. We're in the middle of a pretty long commercial break because we just talked for like 50 straight minutes. So please hang in there. Bunch of other people on the lines that have comments about Mark's little wow TV stunt outside the Letterman studio. They're all just losing it outside the studio. But we apologize. We're in the middle of a long commercial break. We'll be back. Stay there. 1027 WNEW. We're back. It's Opie and Anthony. Adam Ferrar.
God, that was funny.
And our new hero, Psycho Mark, in the studio.
Psycho Mark, a stark raving madman with balls the size of globes. Unbelievable.
They hum when he walks.
Unbelievable. Got an email here from Nick from Jersey.
Yeah.
Okay, that stunt proves it. You guys are the funniest, most effed up people I've ever seen. The delay made it more bizarre because he was watching as we were talking. We have the delay to deal with, but some people said it was funnier that way.
Cool.
I think it's worth the punishment that you guys should be getting. I just hope you live through it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got to go for it where you can, and sometimes there's things called friendly fire, you know? Like, we're just throwing this crap out there, and unfortunately, one of our compadres got it. Oops. Al.
Oh, absolutely incredible. Sheer brilliance. As you guys are talking about it, I'm watching the TV, waiting for the build-up. I find myself jumping all over my living room like at the end of a Toyota commercial when I see Mark in the background. And now I pretty much got to go change my drawers because I pretty much peed myself from laughing so hard. Absolutely incredible. She was so bent. I tell her that she can't do a job. Obviously, she has no sense of humor. I could see her news editor just screaming at her. But I got a Psycho Mark. I'm glad that guy hustled you out of there, bro. If I was working that detail, I would have smuggled you out, too.
All right, Al.
Have
thank
a great
you.
Day, guys.
That guy was like Harriet Tubman getting off the stage
at the Underground Railroad.
Jeff.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing. I drive a limo and I got into an accident. I was there for so freaking much.
Oh, we're on cloud nine right now. It was just the freaking funniest thing ever. Ever.
I know. He's a freaking nut, man.
Yep. This one puts Psycho Mark on the map finally.
Yeah, I know.
All right, man.
All right, take it easy, man.
Bye.
Hi.
Here's another guy. I'm one of the techies at CBS News Studio. I saw what happened, fell on the floor laughing. I almost got fired.
Hey, Greg, what's up?
Hey, listen, I used to intern for CBS in the OJ unit, and I also worked for Hillary once.
Yeah.
You guys should get Ziggy and Snoop and go back there when she leaves the studio. That would be so funny to see that. And then have her tell them what she's going to do for them if she makes it to be senator in New York.
Very good.
All right?
Thank you.
Hey, you guys suck, all right?
All right, man. Bob.
That's Al.
Al, what's up?
Yeah, you know, this is going to make Dick Clark's blunders and bloopers. You guys are all right.
See, now, I guess we got to... What happened? Because when we saw the sign, we were freaking out so much. What was being said on the TV? Was she, like, really distracted because you were yelling so loud, Mark?
I was behind her.
Oh, hold on.
I was behind her. I didn't really get to see
her. But you were shouting like a lunatic.
I was screaming at the top of my lungs. I was yelling, forget the bullhorn. I don't need a bullhorn.
Yeah, see, that's what we need to find out now.
Yeah, how did it look on TV?
Yeah.
Butchie said he was listening in the other room, and he heard me screaming, you know, whip him out! Whip him out! And she was all flustered, you know? She was just... Her makeup was peeling off.
I keep looking back at the TV like it's still on. Like, I don't want
to
see it.
Well, they're going live again, but we were told to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Politely. You can't totally push
it. Go back with a sign that says John 11.
Get the big afro, the multicolored afro.
I'll go back with a disguise.
Dave.
Yeah, go with someone else.
Dave, hi. What's up?
Guys, what are you doing to me? I almost killed myself. I have a cast on, and I heard it, and I'm trying to do some work. So I run down the stairs, you know, I'm trying to hop down as fast as I can. And I tripped. I almost cracked my skull open. I almost break my cast off.
Yeah, everyone was rushing to the TV to see this.
I know. I was just like, Jesus Christ, you guys are trying to kill me. And Psycho Mark, man, you're the effing man, dude. I love you guys.
All right, Dave, thank you. All right, Rob? Hey, Rob.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, you're next on NEW. What's up?
Yeah, how you doing, ONA?
All right.
All right.
I've been listening for like about 8 months now. You guys rule. You're the best.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, I was just was watching the news again before they went to commercial, and Marsha Kramer was on again. She was so pissed off. It was like the funniest thing. She didn't even crack a smile. It, like, they cleared the whole area back there. I didn't see Psycho Mark or anybody.
Oh, really?
They cleared it out.
Yeah,
it was the best.
I think we're screwed again.
No, don't say that.
I hope not, but...
I hope not either.
Tomorrow.
All right.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, Rob.
Hey, bye-bye.
Bye. Tommy, you're next. A couple more of these, and we'll move on. Yeah.
Yeah, I never thought anything could beat Nigga Charlie, man. Now, the word of Mark.
We should quit today because I don't think we'll ever do anything funnier than what just happened.
Well, at least I got it on tape.
All right, cool. Thanks, Tommy.
Right, bye.
Bye. This guy was next to you when you were holding up the sign. Rob.
Hey, what's going on?
You were really there?
Yeah, I was right there.
Okay.
It was the funniest thing I've ever heard of in my entire life. It was so cool.
The best was a bunch of you guys on your cell phones trying to call the show because you were behind the reporter as well.
Yeah, it was... Is he there, Psycho Mark?
Yeah.
He's a crazy bastard.
All right, thanks, Rob.
Oh, hold on. I'm just as good as Psycho Mark. You need me to do anything?
Well, wait, were you there when she was yelling at him?
Yeah.
How pissed was she?
I was on the floor. Is there nothing you need me to do? I'm just like Psycho Mark.
We have a Psycho Mark.
I'm from Armonk, New York.
If you guys... Thanks, brother.
I live right near Hillary.
Rob, I gotta hang up on you. You got the radio show on in the background.
From Armonk,
it's
right,
very, very distracting.
People say we ought to do this on a daily basis with Total Request Live over at MTV.
It's not a bad idea. We're looking for things that Psycho Mark can do in the future.
Yeah.
He swears he'll do just about anything.
Yeah.
Even things that'll get him arrested. He doesn't care.
We got bail money.
Yeah, as long as you don't for a murder somewhere or anything.
Yeah, right.
Nothing for a felony.
All right, but send in your ideas, and we'll get Mark to start doing some really wacky things.
He had the big wow hat on, the wow sign. Just a stark raving lunatic. I love it.
I regress back to being, like, I think 13.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was so cool.
When it all comes together.
Oh. Hey, this guy John.
Let's get him to eat a worm.
This guy John's got something funny. John, what's up?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Can I borrow or hire Psycho Mark? My ex-wife's getting married in 2 weeks.
He can hold up a big sign that says, "You slut."
You can do anything you want. You can call it anything. You can call it a C-word, everything. She fits them all.
Oh, funny.
I want to say you guys did the best thing ever.
All right.
Good luck to you.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Dave. Hey, Dave.
Hey, dudes, what's up,
man? What's up?
Dudes, I swear, I broke my nose, man. I broke my freaking nose trying to get to see this thing. I'm listening to you guys, and my TV's got crappy reception, so I start running down the hall to see it on the other TV. I ran smack right down into the middle of the damn door jam. My nose is broken, dude. I'm going to the hospital now.
All right, thanks, bro.
All right, bro. Take care.
How many people are we going to send to the hospital today from this bitch?
Another guy was there says that Marsh is really pissed. Chris.
Yo, how you doing, guys?
All right.
Yo, Psycho Mark, man. You know what it felt like? Remember when Reagan got shot? Remember when all those cops just jumped on that one guy? Dude, that was a trip, man. Yo, guys, man, you know what? I never knew these freaking news people put on so much freaking makeup. Look at somebody went on there with spackle. Holy crap, man. I couldn't believe that, man. She was nasty looking, bro. I shaved a dog's butt. It made it look better looking than that.
Yeah. Very good, man.
Later, guys.
All right, bye.
Instant feedback says Marsha just came back on and she looked mad as hell.
Yeah.
She's still pissed.
Risk. I guarantee they're talking to somebody from CBS down the hall as we speak. Guarantee it. Just know this company like the back of my hand at this point. We're sorry.
Yeah, that'll help.
Pete.
Hello?
You're up, Pete. What's up?
No, this is Danny. You got the wrong name.
All right,
Danny. I called it about The Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you should send Psycho Mark over to WWF in the Continental Arena to talk about The Rock being a nigga.
Ooh!
Oh, my God.
Come on,
Pete. We're all having fun, and you gotta say that. Jeez, Jiminy Cricket.
The Garden, Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
I think we have tickets. Get you a huge sign.
Front row.
Front row.
Well, we're looking for signs, man. Like, we've seen some before. Like, every time WWF comes around, the Continental or the Garden, Coliseum, we see the signs, Opie and Anthony or O&A or Rusty Trombone. We are looking. Anybody that is going to any of those shows that are televised in this area, especially the Royal Rumble, just bashing the Rock signs. Just bash the hell out of the Rock with your signs.
Yeah.
We will have you on the next day.
Especially the Garden Show, January 23rd.
Yep.
Because that's the big pay-per-view.
That'd just be hysterical. The Rock's a pussy. O&A, love the Rock.
Yeah, you'll see that. All right. Rich, you're next on the show.
All right.
Hey, what's up?
Not much, man. I was just sitting there going home on the LIE in bumper-to-bumper traffic, and when that went down with Psycho Mark, about five cars around me started beeping their horns. The guy next to me was pounding on his dashboard. I almost wet my pants. I couldn't believe it, man. I couldn't wait to get home, but I didn't make it in time.
Oh, too bad.
It was too funny, man. You guys rock.
All right, thank you.
All right, man.
I think the audio is just as funny, though. We might have to replay that at the end of the show.
I want
to
hear that.
Because it was just unbelievable.
And, of course, a good Rock sign will be, "Hey, Rock, steal or eat." I think you know what we mean.
Oh, man. I think we're just about done with this. I think we have to take another break in. You want to give those away? All right, that'll change the subject.
Oh, classic.
Mark, we bow to you today.
Yes, bravo. Love when we have one of those moments on this show. We'll live on it in
a
minute.
Cash. Yeah. All right, we got some tickets to give away. The Seton Hall basketball. Seton Hall playing St. John's. Very cool game at the Continental Arena on this Tuesday, January 18th. On this Tuesday. Whatever. January 18th, if you want to go see Seton Hall and St. John's at the Continental Arena, you could call up right now. Spaz is working the phones. He'll take the 10th caller, 212-757-1027. Tickets for all Seton Hall games are available through Ticketmaster.
I'm all for violence sometimes.
Anthony. Hey, you guys are a bunch of pussies.
God, I want to punch you in the face.
That'll leave a bruise.
1027 WNEW.
1027 WNEW. It's Opie and Anthony. What a day, what a day, what a day.
Ah, yeah.
Line of the day. Move to the left.
Oh, God.
I guess we're losing Adam, huh?
Yeah, I got to go.
Adam's cutting out?
I got to go.
Adam, where you going, pal? Now, where you going?
I got to go do laundry. I got stuff to do. If you don't get there by 6:30, you don't get a dryer.
A big star like you?
You got to be
doing laundry.
You're coming out Thursday. I want everything to be just so.
Yes. Governors, tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And Sunday.
The incomparable Adam Ferrara.
Comedy stylings.
Yes. I think Adam wants to leave after that stunt we just pulled with CBS News. He still wants that chance at Letterman.
Yeah.
He wants to get the hell out of here.
God, that's right. You guys can yell all you want.
We wrecked it.
That was so funny.
Yeah, that was good.
All right. All right, Adam, we will be sure to catch up with you at Governor's.
All right, good seeing you again.
Hey, you got me on the list, man.
I'm going to put you down.
You're a hell of a guy.
You want to sit ringside or you want to sit in the back and look at the brutes?
Sit in the back. You know, because it's like, I don't like being right up front.
I hate being in the front.
You get some smart-ass comic, and then I got to unleash on him, and it looks bad because he's getting paid to be there, and I'm not. I'm tearing him a new a-hole.
My God. And it's going to be foot.
And Adam does work the front row pretty good.
No, I don't.
But Adam, I'm talking about the other comics that are on there. Like, I know Adam wouldn't razz me or something. The first thing I do, I swear to you, when I sit down, and I am seated pretty close to the stage when a comic comes out, I look at him the second he comes out and think up at least three friggin' barbs I could slam at this guy at any given moment. So if he says anything to me, boom, I'm right back. In 2 seconds, the crowd goes bullcrap.
You're a Boy Scout. You're prepared.
I know.
Good for you.
You gotta be when you go to those places. It makes you look really funny, no matter how stupid you are.
It's not like a daytime strip bar. People can get hurt in these.
Right.
All right, Adam.
Hi, boys. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Adam, everyone.
Always good seeing you.
Make it easy there, buddy.
Be good, champ.
Yeah. Anthony, on the way, we're going to play the Hillary and Chelsea Go to Africa. A lot of people requesting it.
Yeah, I know.
It's going to be on Letterman tonight. It's juvenile humor at its best. That's on the way.
And Opie involved with that bit.
Yeah,
I actually. You voiced something.
I actually did some voices for the radio show.
The voice of Chelsea Clinton.
Played by Opie.
Played by Opie.
Thank you. Thank
In
you
a
very
stunning
much.
Dual role, I was Mandingo and Hillary. Patty Duke.
It's so juvenile.
It really is.
It's third grade humor at its best. If you've never heard it, stick around for that. Also, We're going to attempt to replay the audio of Psycho Mark outside Letterman's studio.
Got to get at least a piece of that, because I got to hear that again. Right. I was just laughing.
Yeah, because we had no idea what we said. We were laughing so hard.
Yeah.
In the meantime, though, Ann, a quick musical break, because we really got to regroup here, okay?
All right.
And we'll be back with that Hillary and Chelsea thing from Africa. It's 1027 WNEW.
Yeah. and Anthony. to the point where you're going to change the station. That's what I need to know.
Shove it.
Anthony.
Boy, it sure is easy to be a fag on this show, isn't it?
That's going to be trouble. Obi and Anthony.
He just received a PhD in stupidity.
1027 WNEW.
And yes, we are here, getting a little nervous. A couple insiders have called us saying to tell us that there's a lot of crap going down right now because of us and our show.
Yeah.
A lot of yelling and screaming. A bunch of people want to know who we report to. That's never a good sign, Anthony.
Oops.
Well, if you're just tuning in, you just missed some unbelievable stuff today.
Yeah, it was fun. My God.
We're still in the middle of our radio show, but now we're getting a little nervous, Anthony. Just a bit.
Not as much as April 1st a couple of years ago.
That's true. We can't get fired over something like that, can we?
I'm not saying anything.
Okay.
Knock a little wood.
Alan, you're next on the radio show. What's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right.
I was just watching the footage of the on Channel 2. They were showing, like, the coming up stories at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
And they showed Hillary coming in, and you can hear Psycho Mark really clearly in the background yelling, "Show us your fun bags." So you just got to watch out for that. I'm on the road right now, but hopefully they'll show it again tonight, and maybe you'll catch it on the other channels, too.
All right, cool. Thank you.
I'd like to, could I just say a shout-out to my cousin Ashman?
You just did, man.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Show us your fun bags. If you hear that on the news tonight in the background, that was Psycho Mark.
God darn.
Oh, they're getting the audio from earlier on the show, Ant, so we can replay it before we get out of here at 7.
Oh, good.
We got to replay because I got to hear what we were screaming because we were laughing so freaking hard.
I know. I got to hear a piece of that.
Oh, man. We're going to play the Hillary and Chelsea thing in a second here, too.
Yeah.
Juvenile humor at its best.
Oh, we've gotten plenty of requests for it.
What was the instant feedback saying?
People seem to have really liked it.
I just hope management liked it, Anthony.
I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. We're one big happy family. Come on.
John, what's up?
Yeah, when is the Van Halen coming on the radio? Automatic shuttle.
Yes, the button upstairs.
You guys are pushing the limits today. You're great.
Yeah, just when we thought it wouldn't get better today, we just took it over the top. All right, John.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank
you.
Bye. Yeah, a lot of people are a little paranoid now. John, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Obi Anthony? Big fan. Cool. Bronco Bash member.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you remember that?
Of course
we
do.
Yeah.
Down there in Menaki.
I'm going to say goodbye to you guys because I think this is it.
Don't say that.
Come on,
I
man.
I don't want to say it, but, man, the First Lady and all that.
Well,
Good luck, guys.
We didn't mess with her, really. Psycho Mark had a bullhorn, and when she arrived at the Letterman Studios, you could hear clear as day Psycho Mark yelling, "Show us your fun bags."
Yeah, but they're always looking for a way to screw you guys.
I think we're going to...
That's true.
I don't even know what to say. We cannot stay out of trouble.
Well, at least I got my Bronco Bash shirt signed by two guys I used to know from New York.
Oh, my God. Don't say that.
Hey, guys. Good luck, man.
All right. Bye.
Good radio.
All right.
Bye-bye.
I just hope the upper people thought it was good radio, Anthony.
Maybe they're very busy. And
we really did look for the other news stations. They just weren't around.
No, that was the first live shot. We were in place, and we went.
We really were trying to look for the Fox News and the other ones, but they just weren't there. So once again, we picked on our own team.
Oh, boy.
I'm getting nervous. I really am. All right, let's play the Hillary and Chelsea bit.
Yeah.
It's a favorite. It's juvenile humor, though, at its best.
Hey, why not? Fits in perfect with today's show.
Yeah, Hillary and Chelsea took a trip to Africa.
Yeah.
Can't confirm this, but I believe we have some audio from their trip, right, Ant?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course we do.
All right, let's go to the tape.
Mom, are these people cannibals?
Now, Chelsea, why would you say that?
Because the chief said he'd give anything to eat me.
He sounds a lot like your father.
Your mother Hillary is very respected here. She has the one quality that is most coveted in our village.
What's that? Wisdom? Compassion?
No, a fat white ass.
Oh, well.
Your African name, Chelsea, is Kiala Abalafu.
That's beautiful. What does it mean?
Lanky pale girl with face of a wombat.
Oh. go into the forest with him. I think he's going to let me have one of his pets.
Why do you think that, Chelsea?
Because he said he's going to give me his 12-inch Ubangi black snake. Oh, it's beautiful out here, Mandingo. By the way, what does your name mean?
It means man with three legs.
But you only have two legs.
Oh, really?
Wow!
Chelsea, when we are through tonight, the whole village will call you Iwachalakanaya.
Me? What does it mean?
That means she who cannot sit for weeks.
Ooh!
Now grab your ankles, Chelsea, and I will demonstrate what your father does to your countrymen.
Oh my God!
All right, there's some audio in.
Jesus, man,
that's just wrong.
Look, we're still in the jungle.
I know. Well, there's a part two.
Of course there is. There were so many unanswered questions in part one.
Right.
It's like The Godfather and The Godfather 2.
More audio from Hillary and Chelsea visiting Africa, Ant.
Oh, Mandingo! It's so big! I need two hands to hold it!
Oh, that's it, Chelsea. Now wrap your lips around it.
Run like this?
Yes, that's it. Now blow, Chelsea, blow.
Nothing's coming out.
Oh, be patient, Chelsea, and blow harder. Bullseye.
Wow, thanks for showing me how to use your blow gun, Mandingo.
Anytime, Chelsea. We best go back to the village and find your mother.
I wonder where she is.
Maybe she's in this hut.
Oh. Mom, what are you doing with Bandingo's sister?
Oh, dear.
You said you were going on a safari.
No, I said before the day ends, I want to be deep in the bush.
Well, you do what you want. I'm going to help Bandingo take care of a bad animal.
What are you talking about, Chelsea?
He wants me to spank his monkey.
Well, just be back in time for dinner.
Okay, well, what are we having?
I don't know about you, but I'll be having the African beaver.
Opie and Anthony. 1027 WNEW.
1027 WNEW. It's the Opie and Anthony show for now, anyway. We're trying to get the audio. We got to play the audio one last time before we get out of here.
Yeah.
I know we'll be told never to play it again.
I'm sure.
Let's go to the phones real fast. We're about to play What Did We Learn on the Opie and Anthony Show as well today. Celeste, what's up?
Hey.
Hey.
I was watching Channel 4, and J.D. Dapper came on and was talking about Hillary Clinton and her move to New York, and they cut to her coming out of her car at the David Letterman show, and all you hear in the background is Mark saying, "Show me your," and then they cut back to the newsroom.
Oh, they cut off fun bags?
Right.
I guess you can't say fun bags. On Psycho Mark asked the first lady to show him her fun bags.
Yeah.
Jesus, man.
So I was just cracking up because I'm trying to watch it on Channel 2 and see if it comes on any other station.
All right, Celeste.
So,
thank you.
Thanks a lot.
All right, bye. I think we're all set with the audio. Cool. Mike?
Yo!
What's up?
Let me tell you, O&A, you guys need a new job.
Yeah.
Better start. Look, I got something for you.
What?
I'm going to make sure you guys are the best employed truck drivers in the county.
Thanks, man.
All right? You guys are out of your mind. The thing in Africa? Forget about it. What, you don't think they got the Secret Service? They're coming after you.
Yeah, we're going to have to leave, like, the back way today.
I think so.
I'm telling you, you guys are nuts.
Thank you, Mike.
The thing at the airport's mild compared to that. How dare you say that about the first lady?
All right, Mike.
Oh, thank
you. You're going to be a truck driver. Hang out with me, buddy.
All right, man.
Peace. All right.
Thank you.
You guys.
All right, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hang up on you.
He wasn't going
to
stop him.
Taylor.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Dude, you guys just put the nail on the coffin. If you guys didn't get in trouble for the wow sign, that last Chelsea bit was out of control.
I thought we were all having fun.
Yeah, what happened?
Hey, that really was their trip, right?
We're not really sure, but we think so, yeah.
We think so?
Yeah.
Okay. You guys rock.
All right, Taylor.
Later, bro.
People love that bit. I think it's so juvenile. Man.
That's why it's funny. Come on.
Chris, what's up?
What are you now,
Mr. CBS FM?
Yeah. What's up, Chris?
I actually listen to the other station, 1010 Winds, because in my office I got an FM radio, but I only got an AM in my car.
Yeah.
Don't ask. But I missed that whole thing because I didn't leave my office.
We'll show you a wow sign.
Yeah. I missed that whole thing, and that's what I get for leaving my office early. I could have dealt with my boss and listened to the whole thing, but now I missed it.
All right.
Well, all right, man, but keep rocking, dude.
All right.
Later.
Well, let's play it now. What the hell? One last time before we throw it into the ONA archives, yeah. Anthony.
Oh, boy.
This is a tape. It's not going on as we speak, but earlier, you know, Hillary Clinton showing up at David Letterman's studio. We had Psycho Mark out there just causing all sorts of havoc.
Yeah, a little bit of trouble.
And then we told him to find, like, you know, a news station because he brought with him a huge, I mean, huge wow sign. That obviously means Whip 'Em Out Wednesday.
Yeah.
And Psycho Mark found the Channel 2 news crew.
Oh,
Channel 2 news crew. We yeah. work for the same company,
all
idiot.
Right. All right.
Don't say that too much. So let's pick up the tape from about an hour ago. Psycho Mark outside the David Letterman studio as we're trying to get our big wow sign on any TV station. It just happened to be the same one we work for.
Oh,
here it is.
Oh, yeah.
Mark.
Yeah.
Coming up, they said they're doing the Hillary piece.
Oh, they get a little tease.
Is the reporter right near you?
Yeah, the reporter. I am standing right behind her, dude.
All right, don't let him on to you quite yet.
I mean, look at
him.
Yeah.
It's kind of too late.
Why?
She sort of spotted me.
Yeah, but they have.
They still have to go
on. They
live.
Have to go on, man.
It says, wow.
Who's asking you about your sign?
Oh, the reporter.
Oh, damn it. Don't worry about it. You have balls.
I do. I have huge balls.
Tell her it means wow because you're happy to be here. She doesn't know what it means.
Right. Flip it over and have it say Hillary,
mom.
Hillary is a C.
Hillary says, no way. You guys will have to dump me.
All right.
You'll be able to hear it.
Can I say hi to my mother?
I want to say hi to mom.
There you go.
All right.
You want to see if the reporter will wow?
No, they're going to go to her any second.
Any
now.
Second, man.
Yeah, any second.
We're side of the sign. We're going to hold it up high.
Yeah, we got to keep you on the line here.
We got to talk to Anthony on line 7. His friend's in jail for threatening Hillary.
Really? What's the problem?
All right, I think they're ready to go. Hold that up high, will
you? All right, almost ready. We got to synchronize.
All right, date with Dave. Stephen Clark, Channel 2 News. Come on, Mark. This is like interactive TV. Come on.
This is good. You get to screw with the TV and watch it at the same time.
We should have a joystick. We can move Mark around.
This is what the future is like.
There he is. With the huge wow sign. Move over.
Yeah.
Jumping
around like a nut. Fuck you, lunatic.
Yeah. Fuck you, lunatic. What happened, Mark?
Some CBS guy just jumped in front of you.
You look like a stock-raving lunatic. That was classic, man. Dude, it was hilarious. They were like, move over. He goes right over.
Dude, are they going to go back to you?
Dude, the guy from the truck came over and ripped my sign out of my head.
Oh, come on. Did they?
Yeah,
oh, you're friggin' lunatic,
that
man.
That was hilarious, man.
They got to go back.
They're going back. What are you going to do when they come back? You got the bullhorn, right?
Oh, you got the bullhorn.
Bullhorn.
Say,
because the guy's about to punch my teeth out.
And we work for the same
company. Come on, we work for the same company. They ought to know. This is a cross promotion.
Oh, he is so mad. He's getting to a rock and a hard.
You were, like, screaming. It was hysterical. Dude, you're a pisser. It was hilarious. I mean, we got to explain this for everyone stuck in their car. It's like interactive TV. We got Channel 2 News on. They go live outside Letterman Studio. There's Mark with the hugest wow sign you'll ever see. But all you see on TV is like half the O and the second W. So we're like, move over.
Oh, here he is. Where are you, Mark?
They're back to you.
I got some reinforcements at least.
Get behind her.
Get behind her.
Back live.
Are you back on?
Yeah. There you go. There's the wild side again.
Chance, whip him out. Chance, whip him out. Whip him out.
Whip him out.
Move to the side. Move to the side real fast. Move to the side.
Move over.
God damn, is that the funniest thing?
Hold on a second, Mark.
Hold on a sec, Mark. Butchie's in the studio from the radio
check. I'm listening
check.
To you guys, but I'm listening to the TV at the same time. Yeah. So she's standing there, and Anthony says, say, whip them out. Yeah. So they're yelling, whip them out. So she's trying to do the rest of the report. So as she's closing the report, she looks back, and she says, as you can hear, it's getting loud out here.
We're calling the police.
They can't call the police. Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
Bravo. Well done. Bravo, Mark.
Right. Now that's interactive television right there.
You're not going to do it. It's not, she's not very happy.
Oh, come on.
Who's not happy?
Marsha Kramer. She's very mad at me.
You tell her go to
are you doing
our boss.
No, I'm not. I'm hanging out.
You see, the thing is, you should be allowed to do your job. I should be allowed to do mine.
Oh, we're getting all pissed.
You're
come on.
That's
his job. He is doing his job.
That's his job.
No, it was fine. I have another live shot to do. Either you let me do it in peace or I'm going to call the police.
All right. That
sounds good. Oh, come on. You can't threaten the cops. That was fun.
I thought the cops are here. We're friends with
them. Hey, Mark. Mark, I hear a dare.
I think she's daring you.
All right, I'll go bother Fox.
I'll go bother Fox.
Is CBS on there too?
Yeah, why don't you bother them?
Oh, there's CBS as well?
Yeah.
Alright, I'll go bother them.
Alright. Tell her she got a ton of free advertising right there.
You guys got so much free advertising. That's unbelievable. Oh, she is mad. She is not happy.
Yeah, I bet.
What a face on her.
Alright. Mark, hold on the line, alright?
Yeah.
Talk to him. Make sure nothing's going on. There's so many people that saw it on TV. Paula, what's going on?
I just saw that damn stuff just now, and my God, she actually said to Marsha Clark, oh, wow, we're neighbors. Oh, wow. I borrow a cup of sugar. No, Hillary, why don't you give your hubby a Hummer? You have heard of those, have you?
Oh, boy.
Whew. Okay.
She's a lunatic.
James, you're next on the program. What's up?
I'm so pissed at you guys. I'm driving in my car, and I cannot see this. You better put it on your website, your official website.
Oh, it's hysterical.
Yeah, hopefully someone's got a copy of that. We didn't think it was going to happen today, so.
Oh, my God. I hope they show it on the news or something. That's the highlight. Forget Hillary. That is the highlight.
All right, James, thank you.
See, some guy on the instant feedback said the delay really screws with you when you're watching at home because it's a 40-second delay from when we're talking to what they're watching on TV.
Yeah.
So we're saying move over.
And it's already over.
And, right. Yeah.
Oh, it was complete interactive TV.
You know, you got to link up our audio with that video for the website.
Yeah, really.
You know, like interactive TV, we're not waiting. We'll make it ourselves.
Andrew.
Yeah.
What's up?
Guys, I'm watching on TV and I'm listening to the radio at the same time. What the last guy said is totally true. It's the funniest damn thing because I see Mark making a total ass out of himself, his tongue hanging out of his mouth, and you guys are like, all right, they're going to cut you real soon. Then they cut away and go to the interview, and I hear you guys scream, funniest damn thing I've ever seen.
Oh, God.
That's
thank
funny.
You, Andrew.
All right, thanks a lot.
Well, there you go. That's from an hour ago, Anthony.
Jesus. That was hilarious.
Oh.
I hope people in our company can take a joke, Ant.
Oh, I'm sure, Opie.
Oh,
I'm sure they can.
All right, listen, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to play a quick round of What Did We Learn on the Opie and Anthony Show today. Stay there.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Grown men jumping all over each other.
Okay, terrific.
1027 WNEW.
1027 WNEW, it's Opie and Anthony. What a show today.
Wow.
I don't think anyone turned off their radio.
Oh, no.
From 2 o'clock on today.
Huge.
Just an absolute huge radio show. And if it's our last.
Oh, don't say that, please. Last time I heard that, it was. So, please.
All right, okay.
I gotta be upbeat here.
What a way to go out, though, huh?
Aw. I don't want to go over the job searching again, the interviews, the flights all over the Hell's Creation. Come on. No.
All right, let's play a quick round of What Did We Learn on the Opie and Anthony Show today? And we'll get the hell out of here, hopefully.
All right.
Hey, Chris. Chris, you're first. What did you learn on the show today?
What's going on? How you doing?
We'll see.
All right. I learned that Psycho Mark's got the biggest pair of balls this side of freaking Manhattan, baby.
Yes. Yes. Bravo. Day. Absolutely.
All right. Oh, peace and peace. I got to go to work. Peace.
All right, man. Matt, you're next. What did you learn on the show today? Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up?
I learned that interactive TV is a lot better than Nigger Charlie movies.
Jesus.
You know?
All right, Matt. Thank you.
See you later.
All right, bye. Vanja, you're next. What did you learn on the show today?
Hi, how you doing? Guys, if they would give out Oscars for radio shows, you would win, no doubt. I mean, you guys are just too much. You are so on the money. I mean, I missed it. You know, I just heard the last part, and I didn't see the television part.
It didn't matter what part you saw. If you were just home and you're an Opie and Anthony show and you just happen to be watching news, you didn't have the radio show on, it's funny that way.
Oh, yeah. No,
if you're just watching to the and listening to the radio show in your car, it's funny that way. But if you were fortunate enough to have the radio and the TV on at the same time,
multimedia.
Forget about it.
Oh, God.
All right, Vanjie.
I'm so sorry I missed it. I'm watching news tonight, though.
All right, cool.
Happy New Year to you guys.
You too.
Bye.
Yes. Joey, you're next. What did you learn on the show today?
Hello?
Yeah, you're next, Joey. Let's go.
What's up? I learned to stay away from 98-pound brown-eyed girls with eating fetishes.
That goes back to the beginning of the show.
Hey, great show, guys. If it's your last one, you went out with a bang.
All right.
I love you.
Oh, thank you, Joey.
Take it easy, buddies.
Yeah, please don't say that. We got to stay positive here. Christian, what's up?
What's going on, boys?
All right, what did you learn on the show today?
I learned that history always repeats itself.
Uh-huh.
Boston and New York.
Oh, don't say that.
Oh, man.
Don't say that.
We're
just trying to entertain.
Strippers.
Huh?
And bullet wounds should not affect strippers.
All right, very good.
All right, you guys suck.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Don't even say that. Joe, what's up?
Yeah, hey, what's up, Ben, guys?
All right.
I learned today that starting tomorrow, the Opie and Anthony show is going to be replaced with the Black Earl and Nigger Charlie show.
Oh Jesus. Come on now.
I got four words for you. Send Steve the video.
All right, thank you.
Hey, I'm his brother. You guys suck.
Thank you.
All right.
Oh, boy. Mike, what did you learn on the show today?
Oh, yeah, great show, guys. Laughing our tails off today. Couldn't get any work done.
Oh, cool.
But learned that Marsha Kramer has no sense of humor, and she must really think she's so freaking important.
All right, thank you. Bye. Paul, you're next.
Oh. Hey, fellas, congratulations on becoming the kings of all media.
Yeah, all right.
I basically learned to find a woman that refuses to cook.
So you don't have to spend $700 on seven pots.
That's right.
All right, very good.
Take it easy, fellas.
All right. Chris, you're next.
Me?
Yeah.
Yo, how you doing?
All right. Hey.
Guys, awesome show today.
Thanks.
Listen, I learned that the George Foreman grill is a good wedding present.
Very good.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Bye. Eddie.
Yeah.
What did you learn on the show today?
I learned that, Opie, you better have a real big house to house Anthony and Rick and his wife now. And I also learned that maybe you guys are going to get nationwide coverage if they show that clip on all the affiliates that they have.
I don't think they will.
Yeah, I don't either.
Thank you, Eddie.
All right, bye.
Oh no, now I'm getting a little...
Oh, no.
I'm getting a little nervous.
I need a beer.
Wayne.
How you doing? I don't think you guys are going anywhere. I think your radio show will be here for good.
Oh, cool. I hope so.
But I wanted to say that I learned if you're a stripper, you better, you know, be nice to your boyfriends. You might get shot in the ass.
Very good. We did learn that today.
Yep. All right. Take care.
Hey, did Aunt and I say that we love CBS?
Yes. Welcome home.
Welcome home, everybody.
Absolutely. Yes.
We love CBS. Don't forget to tune in David Letterman tonight for the Hillary Clinton interview.
Yes.
Everybody in town talking about it.
What a coup that was.
What a coup.
For Dave. You know, Jay didn't get that over there on that crappy NBC network.
Yeah, we're not big NBC fans whatsoever.
CBS.
And if any bigwigs are listening, we don't like Q104. We don't like TLJ. We don't like Z100.
No. K-Rock.
We want to stay right here.
Right now, tune in to Kane on K-Rock.
Ted, what's up?
Yo, don't be in agony.
Yeah.
I call you guys don't be in agony because you're going to lose your jobs over a wreck that nobody wants to see in the first place.
Oh no.
You better not.
I'm just kidding, man. I love you guys.
All right, man.
Be good.
Bye. Oh. Vic, you're next. What's up? Hey, Vic.
Yeah, I missed the whole show today.
Well, oh, boy.
We keep telling you guys, you know, some days it's kind of boring and a little slow, but you can't turn off this radio show. You don't know what you're going to miss.
You never know.
Yeah. All hey, right. Guys, listen, could I come down there and punch Fat right in the mouth?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
All right, when could I come down there?
Tomorrow.
All right, thanks a lot.
Bye. You know what this show's like? You remember Jenny Cam on the web?
Yeah.
Where you tune it in, and usually it was a picture of Jenny's empty bed or some clothing, a pile of clothing on the floor.
Sure.
Or something, or a fleeting glimpse of a hand passing by the camera.
Oh, yeah.
And then, every so often, there was Jenny, spread eagle, naked on the bed.
That's our show.
That's it.
You never know when it's going to be spread eagle on the
sometimes
bed.
Sometimes you got to sit through a pile of laundry to get to the nudity. Chris.
Great show today. I learned that today is your final show in New York.
Oh, stop it.
Good luck to you. And find a new job, all right, boys?
All right.
Take care.
Oh, thanks.
You guys, that's not even a joke because we've been through this already.
It's, you know, if we hadn't been through it, I'd be joking, but we've been through it. It sucks, and I don't want to deal with it again.
We did this exact same thing where we had an outrageous stunt, and everyone's calling up going, well, that was a great last show, guys. Thanks.
Just want to
wish you luck in whatever you do next, and we're all laughing like, shut up. I'm going to get fired with the number one show in Boston.
It was our last show, so
that's why
we're not even laughing at it today. Oh. Jay, what's up?
I want to be the last one to say you guys suck.
All right.
Oh, come on.
And I just want to let you know that you guys need to be touched by an angel if you want to stay on the air.
All right, man. Thank you, Jay. We'll finish with Old Dirty. Old Dirty.
Bravo. Bravo.
You got
I spilled my 40, bro.
You spilled your 40 over there?
I saw it on Channel 2, kid. Perfect freaking timing, my man.
I know.
My hat's off to you, my brother.
Great.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll be hanging out with you.
We'll be lamping with you in no time.
You're going to start lamping, right? Yeah, listen to me. I got to go in a minute. Listen.
Yeah.
You know what I learned today?
Huh?
That the next house I rob, I got to steal some pots.
That's where all the money goes.
Dirty, I got to cut you off. We got to get
baby.
We got to get out of here on time. So.
All right, baby.
All right.
Peace.
And with that, we'll see you guys tomorrow, hopefully, all right?
Okay.
It's going to be a long walk down that hall
right
now.
Yeah, it is, I know.
Because you know what's at the end of the hall, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Do you guys have a moment?
You got a minute? You want to come in here?
Got a minute?
Boy, they liked us for how long? A week.
All right, man. Thanks for listening.
Stupid. You know how much money I'm making to suck this bad?
You little freak.
Anthony.
I find you repulsive.
Poor. Opie and Anthony.
1027. WNEW.
Stacker 2?
Oh, what's... Millennium is right.
Mm-hmm.
Stacker 2 has been here since the beginning on the Opie and Anthony Show, and we appreciate that.
Lots of our listeners have lost a lot of weight with Stacker 2.
Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner. Yeah. It burns the fat.
Mm-hmm.
It, crushes the cravings in between meals.
One more.
And it gives you the boost of energy.
Yes!
That you need when you're lacking late in the day like
we are.
If you want to check it out for yourself, it's Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner. They have a website. Everyone has a website these days. www.stacker2.com. What do you think's on the Stacker 2 website, Ant?
Chicks.
There are chicks on the site.
Are there?
I went there, yeah. Girls that have lost weight using Stacker.
Okay.
Yeah, in like bikinis and stuff.
All right, Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner. Give them a call, 1-800-LIGHTLINE. That's 1-800-LITELINE.
Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner.